It's the Drew and Mike Show, one more time from the DealsNadee.com studios. As it's been an eventful day for me, I mean, as much as days can be eventful.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've been here a lot of the day.
But I got up and I had something fun to watch, which is like, whoa,
couple fun things.
Yeah, the Prince Grammy tribute, which I generally enjoyed. Trudy, did you get to see it?
Oh, I saw Up Till the Foo Fighters after they did Darling Nikki.
Yeah. Which the crowd loved.
It was a good version.
Yeah. The crowd got totally into it.
It was exciting.
I thought
something with a crowd.
The absolute best was Gary Clark Jr. doing The Cross. Yeah. I don't know if people know that song. I was shocked that they had The Cross in the Prince special. I mean, it's so hard to do a special with Prince. They had 2 hours, but I was looking up all the songs.
He's got such a huge catalog.
Oh, it's not just his catalog, the songs he's written.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, they had Chris Martin and the oh-so-cute Susanna Hoffs doing Manic Monday.
Terrible.
Which, I know. Why did they gay that up? Was that for Chris Martin? Chris Martin goes, because it's got to be gayer.
Chris Martin loves to be somber.
What is going on with Chris Martin? He's all of a sudden, he's like John Legend. He's everywhere. He's getting more boring.
Oh, no, you're
he's
right.
He's always available.
He is kind of getting boring.
John Legend was there, of course. So is Alicia Keys.
So boring.
And I have it's the Grammy.
Common was there.
It's the Grammys.
When Common performs, is it in a contract where he has to give a speech before he performs? I've seen him talk more than perform in the last year and a half.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
Is that Common? Was that him?
Yeah, that's Common.
Talking about Alicia Keys. Why did he do that rap in the middle of the Prince song?
That's what he does. I don't know.
I know, but why?
I don't know.
Why are we changing his song?
I don't understand Common.
Isn't Common very poetic?
Prince is a rocker, funk rocker, whatever you want to call it. Prince, God, he's so fucking great. Man, I miss Prince. I'm bummed.
I love
Prince. He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And you know what was really cool was when I saw the Foo Fighters doing Darling Nikki, I was like, Darling Nikki? I didn't know they ever did Darling Nikki. So I look up and I start reading the story, and it's Dave Grohl who'd said on the special that I don't think Prince really liked our version. And the story was that Dave Grohl didn't tell Prince he was doing it. And so that may have been the reason he didn't like it.
Prince.
Anyway, Prince gets up at the Super Bowl and plays the Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
Song is it?
Balls.
It's three words. Actually, we should play it. It was pretty fucking good. Oh, we're on Facebook. They'll probably throw us out.
Is it the
Best of Me? Yes.
Best of You?
Best of You? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, best whatever. And he played the most searing Hendrix little jam in there. Oh, my God. Grohl said, I didn't think we should ever play it again after seeing Prince.
Wow.
Yeah.
Prince did not tell Dave Grohl he was going to play it either, so Dave thought it was sort of like turnabout.
You have to tell.
He had no idea. He was watching the Super Bowl. He's like, what? He's playing our song. No idea.
You know what? Trust him to come up with something like that. The way he gets back at you is by playing your song better than you'll ever play it again.
Great point.
Good move.
Great point.
Absolutely.
I really thought, and Trudy, I know this is after you crashed, but Beck's version of Raspberry Beret was really cool. Did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, the vocals were great. It was super.
And did you like St. Vincent?
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought she did good. And she's wearing panties, which is very Prince-like. You know what bothers me so much? Why is Usher always part of a Prince tribute? Is there a law that we have to pretend Usher's great? Is there a law? I mean, I don't know. Is Usher great? Am I wrong? Is he that good?
There's a really small demographic of, I would say, white girls, women who are probably age 30 that just love him.
Because
probably
he dances?
Probably 35.
Because
he had a bunch of hits when those people were in college, so it's just with them.
But true.
I don't get it. I don't get them at all.
He did a medley. He did When Doves Cry. He did a part of Let's Go Crazy. He did a Thursday's like, he's the ultimate Prince guy. Yeah. Usher.
No, he's not.
And he walked out into the crowd for a while, and the crowd was all sitting down, completely in their chairs, glued to their chairs, growing roots to their chairs. And worse than any of that, Usher was up there dancing with a bunch of guys. Yeah. Prince never danced with guys. It was all girls. When Prince was on stage, he was the only guy. No dancing with dudes.
Hey.
Is that true? Aren't I right about
rule,
that?
It's no dance with dudes.
Have you ever seen Prince dancing with guys that are as hot as him? No way. He's the guy.
He was always dancing with really hot women that were taller than him. You know who else stole the show were Sheila E.'s boobs?
Yeah, Sheila E., she was dressed in purple with her rack flying out of it.
She was drumming up a storm with her boobs shaking all over the place.
Every song, too.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Apollonia just ripped Sheila E. a new ass the other day?
Really?
Just completely destroyed her.
It was about taking credit for a song, wasn't it?
It was about starting some charity related to Prince that was fake and doing this that was fake and pretending she's Prince's friend. It sounded like a lot of jealousy to me.
Speaking of jealousy, Barry thinks you're jealous that you're not dancing with guys. That's what he wrote on Facebook Live.
No, I don't want dancing. I want music. When I want music, it doesn't have to be dancing for it to be good music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Usher doesn't play guitar either, and I feel like that's the person who should be up there as somebody who can handle a guitar, too.
No, Prince's guitar playing was such a huge part of it, and they did reference his performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Tom Petty doing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, classic.
Stole the show. That's a great story, too, because George's son, Danny,
Dehaney.
He said Dehaney
Jones.
He was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he said, I've been there before, so I was trying to act, you know, like, no
Are
big deal.
Are you okay,
deal.
Danny?
But he was going to play, and Prince was being inducted, and George Harrison was being inducted posthumously. So he notices that Prince is walking sort of the outer edge of the rehearsal area, and so he goes over and says, hey, Prince, how you doing? And Prince was like, ugh, like rolled his eyes like, doesn't this guy know you don't talk to me, you don't look at me, you don't anything to me? And so he thought, oh, geez, I guess you're not a fan of my dad or I don't know what. Anyway, and then, of course, he comes on stage, and they just thought he was going to, you know, play a few licks. He completely wiped out While My Guitar Gently Weeps, just destroyed it. And
yeah,
also,
he just continued to play the solo over and over. And I've read somewhere that he was very miffed because there was a maybe Rolling Stone or somebody just did like a top 100 guitar players ever, and he did not make the cut.
Really?
And that was just published right before that event.
Right. So he gets back at people by blazing in his guitar. The one thing about that story that Jeff Lynne in rehearsal tried to hog all of the solo moments. And so they were like, we don't know if Prince going to show up because Jeff Lynne was just hogging everything.
Yeah.
I think
Prince, didn't he say something like, yeah, just slot me in for about 30 seconds or I'll just pop in. And then he doesn't show up at a rehearsal. So they have no idea what he's going to do.
Right.
Nice and attitude.
And he also, remember he like fell into the crowd backwards.
That was so cool. That's that so Prince. So... And then throws the guitar up over his head. And no one ever... The stagehands were like, we think George Harrison caught it.
And he just continues to do like a 4-minute solo. And at the very end of it, you finally see Petty. He kind of like signals to everybody, including Prince, we're done.
Yeah,
and that's how it ends. It's kind of
this for all the dudes on the stage. All y'all gay.
That guy did not like the performance.
They were all laughing after about a minute. Like, oh, my God, this is so funny. He's never going to stop.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
But, you know, thinking about Prince watching that thing last night, I thought, is Prince, I hope he's not, but he seems like one of the last true stars. I mean, just star through and through. There's not a minute when he's not a star. There's a lot of mystery about him. He's not on social media going, I hate Trump or I love Trump. I mean, you know, was Prince even on social media? I bet he wasn't.
No, he's mysterious.
You never lost the mystery of Prince. It was always a mystery and always, I mean, he just, there's no one like him. And it just seems like now all these people are, you know, you just know so much about them. They're always blabbing about something.
Yep. Well, that's part of it.
Voice.
I think they're made to do all that stuff.
It's probably not
right. about the music anymore. Yeah. It's the whole image and look. And
if anybody was approximating Prince as a female, it was her. I thought she was.
Yeah, we were talking before the show.
Amazing.
Drew, why isn't her bigger?
You know, she was great. She was really good. That Prince thing. Let's see. Gary Clark did The Cross. What did her do?
And Gary Clark did Let's Go Crazy to open.
That's right.
Look at her.
I'd play it. I don't want to get kicked off Facebook, though.
She played The Beautiful Ones, which is a great song. Oh, my God.
That was a good show, man, except for Chris Martin.
And Usher steals Little Red Corvette, When Doves Cry, and then there was another song at the Kiss.
Yeah.
Number one song.
Yeah.
Was he just go in there and hog them all?
Who cares?
What the fuck?
You song hogger.
Chris Martin and John Legend, shouldn't they just be called? They're too available. We don't want them. They're available for anything, so they can't be that good. They never have anything scheduled, ever. And Alicia Keys, too. She's never scheduled. She's always available.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Well, we all know, I've said this before about John Legend. He'll say yes to anything just to get out of the house and away from, you know. But is Chris Martin trying to get away from somebody? He's not with Paltrow anymore.
No. He's with Dakota Johnson.
Oh, well, maybe he wants to get away from her.
I know. That was horrible. That Manic Monday was so...
And her crank.
Yeah, true. Her female
crank.
She's
got crank. The crank gene. Female crank. What is that? I've seen it.
Oh, boy. So, oh, boy. Sponsors. Holy forgot. I see we have 286 on Facebook. We're just going to cancel Facebook.
By the way, Joseph on Facebook Live was asking, the Prince thing, it was on CBS last night. It's the Grammy tribute, so they taped it back during the Grammys that whole week and just aired it last night. So I'm sure
it's the Grammys.
So I'm sure it's online or probably on CBS's streaming app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is streaming on Access.
This is interesting because Dwayne said Maya Rudolph was annoying and someone wanted to know why she was there. She actually sang.
She sang Delirious.
With The Revolution. I thought she was pretty good.
She was pretty good.
And her mom is Minnie Riperton, who was a singer. I mean, whatever. So she's got some chops.
Loving you.
It's because you're beautiful.
Do 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 do. And isn't her dad Quincy Jones?
No, you're thinking of Rashida Jones. I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm getting my mulatto people mixed up. Are you allowed to say the word mulatto anymore? Is that a bad word?
That's a great question.
I swear to God, I think I heard someone say someone was mulatto, and there was a big outcry like, oh, cancel them! They said mulatto!
I think it's
biracial.
Biracial. Actually, you know what term
Why do they keep changing the term? And is there something bad about that word?
I think the best term.
Because I mean nothing Jordan. By it.
That covers all your bases is just say people of color. Yeah. Right? Doesn't that cover all the
bases? But she's more than a person of color because she has... Wait. Rashida Jones has a white mother and a...
Yeah, her mother was in the Mod Squad. Peggy Lipton and Quincy Jones.
Yeah, so...
She's biracial.
I mean, that tells a larger story. It's like saying, you know, you call Obama a person of color, but he had a white mom and he had a black father. I don't think there's anything wrong with knowing that.
I don't think anything's
wrong
to
know that.
Yeah.
Mulatto is somewhat of a pejorative used by, you know, like slave owners back in the day.
Trudy, people use that word all the time.
Up until like the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, I guess I don't hear it a lot.
But there's a rapper who goes by the name Mulatto.
Cancel that rapper right now.
It is not a good word to use, so that's what it says. It's now offensive.
Okay.
It's according to the internet.
Well, you know, I could tell you like 20 words that when I was a kid were not offensive. The big one would be colored, I guess. That was just the worst thing. But honestly, when I was a kid, people said it all the time. I never thought it meant anything bad.
My grandma said it all the time.
Trudy, did you think that meant someone was an unliked person? I just thought it meant a black person.
I'm talking about when I was a kid. Right. When you were a kid, it seemed like it was pretty familiar.
Actually, I thought, now I could be wrong about this, I thought black people used that term too.
I don't know about that. I do know my dad did, though, into the 70s, which was embarrassing sometimes.
Into the 70s?
I'm a black American, really? I'm proud of it.
Are you telling me in 1980 your dad dropped that word? Because I'm doubting it.
I think he did. He became a consultant for the nuclear power plant, and he had to travel a lot, so he really did have to.
What does he do for the black people?
Cancel all of us. All right. Facebook Live is brought to you by Grow Green, where they buy in bulk, pass the savings on to you, the growers. Don't waste your time calling every store in the state looking for soil. Grow Green is totally stocked with every major brand of growing medium, including Promix, Dairy Dew, Roots Organics, Mother Earth, and Fox Farm. They also have everything for your lawn and garden, including Dairy Dew, Seed Starter, Veggie Dew 301, and Safe Green Lawn, the best all-organic, pet-friendly lawn fertilizer on the market. Shop in-store by phone or online at growgreenmi.com. Deliveries and curbside pickup available. Is it hot in here?
Remember, I told you earlier, it was just blazing.
Why was it so hot? It's cold. It's not hot outside.
Now I'm cold. No, well, I don't know.
Hot.
Well, when I went upstairs to check on the thermostat, you had it at 70. I'm like, that's weird. And then the front door is wide open.
Well, the back door is open, too.
Including the screen door.
Back door is open all night. But it also.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I just left it open.
Oh,
I let Layla out.
Layla must have loved that.
She seemed fine. Hey, I was sort of thinking that should we call Spike King today because
Gronk leaving? Yeah,
Gronk and Brady.
Well, you know,
he's the ultimate
gonna,
Patriots fan.
He's gonna be totally fine with it, right?
I think he's gonna say he's fine with it. What if he would even knows there's a coronavirus?
Yeah, because isn't he kind of a? Didn't he learn he's kind of a first responder?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It seems to me, no, he would know because it's affecting it's affecting football.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Therefore, you would know.
He's probably
about
pumped
that.
For the draft, too. Do you find it hard to get excited for the NFL draft?
Yes. Because I used to love it. I just play this year.
I used to love it. 105.1 ruined the NFL draft for me. Like, I have no interest in it. Just let me know when it's done, and I'll see who the Lions picked.
I've turned on... are you guys going around the radio dial much?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I usually stop when Trudy's on.
No, you do not, do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Aw.
I had 97.1. I've gone to 97.1 probably four times, just punched in, just like, I wonder what they're doing.
Oh, boy.
Because
yeah.
I figured they got to be talking about, you know, the totality of the world right now. There's no sports.
Yeah.
So every time I punched the dial... They were talking about the NFL draft, and I just, honestly, I felt suicidal. I just felt like, oh, my God, this makes me want to die for them.
Yeah. Well, no,
I want to shoot myself just so I can stop thinking about how miserable they must be.
I think they like it, though.
I don't think so. I don't know. Stoney sounded really uninspired.
Oh.
Stoney sounded bummed.
I was listening to Valeni when I was in the car, and that was after Quinn made those comments about, hey, players, I hear all the time that players want to come here. And that was like that was like manna from heaven for them because they could just sit there and rag on Bob Quinn.
True.
And then after about 5 minutes, I was like, I'm bored with this story.
Which it's boring.
It went on and on and on.
They could cover just, you know, different kinds of sports.
My favorite sport is war, balloon fight.
You know, whoever said yesterday that he sounds so wasted on that, he does. He sounds so wasted. Mm-hmm. I think he's into the Dilaudid heavy. Like, he's just found Dilaudid, so he's getting a great buzz.
Yeah.
Other than, like,
and
the later
Jesus
years
juice.
When he just crashes.
Especially this cut.
I've never lost a water balloon fight. I'm the Michael Jordan of water balloon fight.
Oh, what I would pay if I could go back in time to see Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson water balloon fight each other. Wouldn't Jordan just destroy him?
Oh, yeah, Jordan would. Jordan would scout him. Jordan would have a film of him playing with Coggin.
I think Jackson would end up crying within 10 minutes.
Gatorade.
Just ribbing it at him. Wouldn't that be great?
Gatorade.
Oh, boy.
I'm a black American, and I'm proud of it.
That's right. He is. Hey, kick your own ass with Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee with double the strength of your average brew. Death Wish will keep you going all day or all night for whatever the hell you're doing during quarantine. It's a dark roast blend that has double the amount of caffeine with a smooth, bold taste. Death Wish Coffee will wake you up and help you get ready to take on the day. You know, it says the double the amount of caffeine like three sentences after it first says it. Is that in case people are just dreamweavering the first time the copy reader says it, possibly?
Say it again.
Say it again. They say it gives you double the strength of your average brew, and then it says double the caffeine like three sentences later. So I'm thinking.
Well, maybe the brew is stronger, the taste. I don't know. But yeah, 300 milligrams of caffeine, that's pretty strong. That's solid.
Yep. And it's in whole bean, ground, death cups, and cold brew. You get that can of cold brew with a smooth, strong taste with, as Mark said, 300 milligrams of caffeine per can. Mm. Subscribe and save 10% on coffee that's shipped right to your door when you want it. Also available in stores throughout the area. Use the code Drew15 at checkout. If you check out with it and you say, hey, Drew15, they're going, oh, yeah.
Check out online.
I know, but it just, I don't know. When they say it's in stores,
yeah.
And then, oh, they say check out. It just sounds, yeah. You know, whatever.
I want people to do that anyway, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I think that'd be fun.
The person is looking, you go, what?
We want to help you up your coffee game because right now it's weak. Head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew to enter our free, win-free coffee for the entire summer contest. That's deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. And, of course, Drew15 for the code.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what. Oh, I almost crashed with hot coffee between my legs. But, you know, you put a pipe between my legs. Oh, man. The thought.
Yummy.
Wow. I haven't heard that one in a while. Okay. So this morning I was thinking, and I've thought this before, that during this crazy period, because there's nothing in anyone's life that's ever been like this. Do you ever feel like you're just in a movie? This can't be real. It's like a movie. This can't be real.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I was driving with Layla.
That's how I deal with reality all the time. I pretend I'm in a movie. It's going to be over soon.
Way to deal with it. And I was driving with Layla and I was thinking
about beautiful dog.
Will Smith and I Am Legend, you know, with his dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Layla's a lot smaller. And actually,
so are you compared to Will Smith.
I know. I Am Legend's a bad example because if I were an I Am Legend, as soon as one of those squirmy, Gumby things came after me, I would just shoot myself in the head.
Drew,
I would be over.
Remember when The Walking Dead was a thing? Apparently it's still on, but when everybody watched The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody like to talk, oh, if this is what I'm going to do when there's an apocalypse and there's zombies around. I always said.
The zombie apocalypse.
And I always said to Julia, I said, first thing I'm doing is shoot myself. I don't have the constitution to live in that fucking environment.
Those things that go after Will Smith, aren't they hairless?
Yeah.
And they're not double jointed. They're like quadruple jointed. And they're like Gumbies.
Well, Drew, isn't that because everybody thought that they were going to get a cure for cancer? So everybody got the vaccine and then the vaccine turned them into zombies?
Yeah.
So are you saying the vaccine for COVID-19 is going to turn us into
Drew's
zombies?
Drew's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Wow. Just like Will Smith.
I do not want to be one of those guys. But they are so gross. Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate these
Are they
people.
Grosser than... And I haven't seen... What's the John Krasinski movie with his wife, Emily Blunt, where they can't make a noise?
Oh, yeah.
Like Be Quiet or something? Or In the
Stay Quiet or something?
That is the dumbest
Oh, it is?
Movie. I thought it was. Did you guys like it?
I haven't seen it.
I loved it.
Was
Quiet
it good?
Place? Quiet Place,
Quiet
yeah.
Place.
I did. I liked it.
So are those animals or whatever they are, monsters, creepier? Are they scarier?
I don't even remember them, Trudy.
They don't really show much of them. They just sort of hint at the monster. You know, I mean, like the sound of it, and
they must have had a low budget.
Maybe, yeah, or maybe John Krasinski's idea is to not, you know, like show the monster because then once you see the monster, it's like fuck.
Everyone wants to
monster.
See the monster, right?
Yeah.
Cloverfield.
You know, the budget was like $17 million, and the box office was $341 million. So I think.
Whoa. Isn't the best part of Cloverfield when you see Cloverfield? I mean, isn't that just so cool how they tease you the whole movie? Have you guys seen Cloverfield?
It's been forever, but yeah.
The monster's name is Cloverfield?
Yeah. It's
TJ. I've seen that.
TJ Miller's
he's a
in the movie.
Yeah, he's a cameraman.
Early TJ Miller.
I gotta see it.
I think it's. It's hilariously campy and fun and good and a little scary. I mean, it's really good. I just saw another T.J. Miller movie. Remember when we interviewed him and he said, I think I brought up Cloverfield because I can't resist every time I talk to him. And he said, I'm doing sort of an underwater version of Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's called The Underwater or The Under.
Is it any good?
It was kind of amusing. Yeah. It killed 2 hours. I mean, killed four units of time.
It's new, right?
Yeah, it's new. It is.
So the Gumby guys, though, on the Will Smith movie always reminded me of John Malkovich. Make his world. If everyone turned into John Malkovich.
Separate at birth. You know what I was thinking of? They remind me of Soybean, the guy that danced with Dylan.
Oh, Soy Bomb.
Soy Bomb.
Yeah, they move the same way,
yeah,
right?
That crazy guy. Yeah, it's like, oh, God, those people. Oh, my God. They were horrible.
I'm maybe it's a classic, but I like the alien from Alien, and the reveal is just so fucking good.
Oh, Alien? You mean when it comes out of Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, no, but when she's face to face with it, isn't that when the first reveal is in that movie?
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't remember. I've seen a while.
I love all the aliens, all the predators, and especially Alien versus Predator.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, all of them.
Especially Alien versus Predator 2.
I'm looking at Facebook Live. Jess Buttholio says 10 Cloverfield Lane was better. Is that based on Cloverfield in some way? That's the John Goodman is a weirdo movie?
I don't know.
Living Indoors?
I have no idea.
I saw that one. I don't remember the monster, though.
I don't think we ever John saw Goodman a monster. Was. I think the outdoor, the air was the monster, wasn't it? What the
fuck? Oh, right, yeah, it was.
Weren't they in...
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
whatever.
How about Bird Box and that monster?
Oh, that sucked.
Fucking dumbest movie.
Oh, my
movie.
God, I hate that movie.
Possibly ever.
Yeah, it's up
there. Boring.
So, today, you know, it was one of these days where I watched Gretchen Whitmer before the show, and I could probably talk for 2 hours about the COVID-19 because there's just so much going on in my head. And I got a long text message from my brother. He's like, all right, your current feelings on the virus. And he
wrote me this
really long text message. But I thought it was really well thought out.
I liked it. Yeah.
And I've been thinking about a lot of things.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
But I'm trying to put it off as long as I can because I'm so sick of the topic. I made the mistake of putting CNN and Fox News on at one point, and it's part of that movie feel because, you know, the TV always has the graphic in the upper right-hand corner of the total of people who have the virus, number dead. And it's like it's ticking, you know, like, oh, another dead, three more dead, four more dead, only 113 in New York today. Isn't that great? And
jeez.
I mean, don't you hate seeing that totals in the upper right-hand corner?
Yeah, and there's not much positive COVID-19 news today.
No, there isn't. At all.
There's one piece, I think the University of Louisville goes, we solved it! And then it's moving to trial pretty quick.
Oh, cool. So. There was, let's see. Oh, there was some really great news, too. Somebody came up with this, and this was on CNN when I was watching them destroy the mayor of Las Vegas. it came up that... when flu season comes, between coronavirus reworking its way in and flu season, it's going to be insane!
Yeah,
AIDS!
That's the CDC said that,
It's like, do we need to know that now?
Can no.
Just hold off. Just order supplies so you're ready and fuck you. Leave us alone for a while.
Yeah.
Right. They will have the vaccine by then, right? Or they're not good scientists.
January.
Vaccine's
at the best.
A year.
Yeah. Well, a year from January when they found out what the code was. China wasted their time.
Well, some of these assholes say 18 months.
18 months for it to be viable for everybody to, you know, get the vaccine.
I didn't realize our scientists were so lazy.
No, slow down.
Dumb.
Get it gear, guys.
Not really. Yeah.
Slow down. Time. They probably take a ton of breaks, ton of vacations.
I got to tell you something. They must have incredible job security, too, the way they want everyone to just stop working until their problem, coronavirus, is done.
Has science ever kissed a woman or won the Super Bowl or put a man on the moon?
I have to get to an amazing topic from yesterday that everyone will be so glad they didn't witness, but I witnessed it, and it was something that you need to hear about. And I forgot the last... Well, I can't... I didn't know how to tease. It's Righteous Rick development.
Oh. We might have to put him on the egg timer.
At 2 minutes at the most. We're happy to announce the Allzot dealerships. Aaron Carter should have put him on the egg timer yesterday. That's my tease.
I think he was on the egg timer, or he thought he was going to be on the egg timer because 4 minutes in he had to ask his girl to get his phone charger. Oh, Rick.
All the Zot dealerships, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota. I bet he appears on Facebook Live any second now. It's like there's a bat light, but it's his name. If anyone says Righteous Rick, it just blares into his ear somehow. It's some weird system.
He's got big, you know, he hears everything.
He's got rabbit ears.
And he can't let anything go.
All the Zot people want to remind you that you can purchase a new or pre-loved vehicle from any of them. Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Ford, Zot Toyota. Of course, the showrooms are shut down, but you can check with our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInAD.com because they're taking care of listeners over the phone and online. And the best part is once you pick your new wheels out, Zot will deliver it right to your home or essential business. All this will be done with the intense focus on keeping you and their sales staff safe. Plus, as we mentioned before, all the dealerships at Zot have parts, service, body shops are open, offering full valet pickup and delivery service in a time that not all dealerships are open. Please take advantage of Zot's sales and service departments, as well as the free and safe pickup and delivery from our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInAD.com. If you're facing divorce and you are a man, if you have a penis and you need to get out, you might need Adam, or if you want to stay put. The American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing everything. If you're worried about losing your house, or you're worried about you're never going to see the kids again, you might want to talk to Adam. During the people sometimes say, "If you leave me, I'll never see the kids again."
You've got a tiny penis.
During the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know that men working on the front line may need to get divorced too. Oh boy! Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356. Adam. Did anyone?
I inherited broken junk.
I don't know if anyone saw Gretchen Whitmer today, but I got for some reason I got annoyed when she thanked all the state employees.
Well, because she's going to furlough them for what, half a month?
Okay.
To save a whopping $5 million, which sounds like a lot, but not when there's a hole.
A budget hole.
3.5. That they say
could be as high as $3.5 billion, and she just laid off $5 million worth of people.
Stupid government!
That's very real world. That's about how we operate at Mesa. We just keep pouring money into it, even though we...
Government's not the real world.
10-day furloughs, they automatically get unemployment. They automatically get unemployment law as if she felt guilty about the 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And 10-day furlough, that's nothing. And then they have their health insurance. So, and then also, and I don't know, maybe some state employees will tell me if this is true or not. I've gotten some emails from state employees who are essential and are providing all this essential service, as she pointed out. You know, they're really saving our ass, even though it's their jobs. This guy said, and the other people weren't quite as direct, but this guy said, I have a state job. I have nothing to do. I go into work, and our whole office is either on Facebook playing video games or gossiping. We have
my tax dollars at work.
We have nothing to do.
Well, hopefully they're in a watch party for this podcast.
I wish they were.
Oh.
But I'm going to assume that all state employees other than that office are hard at work.
Nice attitude.
Government.
I'm like busy watching TV.
So Righteous Rick yesterday is on this. He's on YouTube, actually, live. Well,
can we rewind before that? Can I tell my story? Or do you not want me to go
down
that
path? Well, you know what? I'll actually rewind a little further back.
Okay.
Did anybody see him? Did anyone see him with the girl who interviewed him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like a month ago, 3 weeks ago?
Four hours
Oof. Of almost all Rick talking.
Oh, yeah. God. Wow. Rick, but... Oof.
I thought it got a little blabby.
What?
A little blabby.
No way.
He was talking. I'm like, how does anyone have 4 hours of stuff to say without taking a breath? It was amazing from that, I mean, from that respect. It was a wearying, though, for me. But and I love Rick.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. So then what happened after that?
So... 2 nights ago, I'm getting all these texts from him at like 11:30, and I just looked at him and I don't have time for this, and just put him down. There's this group of people that exist on the internet that really don't like Aaron Carter and really don't like Righteous Rick now, which is funny that those two are tied together. So Rick is sending me all these texts about him.
How many people are we talking about here?
Did he start? So the followers, they have like 1,000 people following their YouTube channel. Whatever.
Wait, they have a YouTube channel together?
No. The people that don't like Rick and Aaron Carter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's sending me all these things like, you better get a lawyer. I'm like,
yeah.
A lawyer? Okay. Yeah, I don't have time for this. And then it's like, they said you looked at child porn. It's like yelling
that's
at me.
That's what I got. I got, I believe, 25 messages.
Did you ignore them like I did?
No. Well, I mean, I read through them.
Oh, I read through them. And I just... didn't want to deal with it.
It really sounded like he was panicking. You need to call me ASAP.
He was
ASAP.
Panicking. So in the morning, yesterday morning, he calls me and I call him back and I talk to him and he's explaining the whole situation. I said, Rick, first off, we didn't look at child porn. I don't know what they're talking about. He's like, they're putting the show all over the internet. And I said, the show is all over the internet. It's internet based. and you know, these people are, and I said, Rick, are you communicating with these people on Twitter and Facebook? And he's like, yeah. So, well, just let him
be. I want to fight all of them.
Just let him be. And he's like, yeah, but then they'll think they won. I'm like, so let them have their little Fyrk victory. It means nothing. Just let it go. After a long talk with them, I said, Rick, please, for me, 2 weeks, don't communicate with anybody on Twitter or Facebook for 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. You're their antagonist. Don't antagonize them. So then what happens yesterday? That ban where he said he would not communicate with them lasted all of like 6 hours.
He's on a YouTube thing with Aaron Carter live. And I can tell you, Aaron Carter looks so confused when Rick was talking.
Yeah.
Because Rick was going on and on and on about how, you know, oh, people are saying this and they're saying that I didn't do this. And Aaron is like getting up. He's getting something in the room. He comes back and Rick's
always like he's on AIDS.
Rick's always still talking. Should we go to it? Can we find that?
Yeah, you know, Dom.
Because you can see both their faces, which is hilarious. For some reason, Rick always makes me laugh, even when he's being serious. And I don't mean in an offensive way. And Aaron Carter looks, he looks shell-shocked.
Dominic, who made us aware of this thing, I think he sent you the email. He just took so many great screenshots. A lot of great comments.
Doesn't
too.
Aaron look confused, though?
Yeah, but Aaron always looks confused.
What are the comments?
Well, one is Rick's going to de-pants the FBI. So there are people out there that are listeners. That
oh, these are under too. The under the con- under the conversation.
Yeah, Rick, it's Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Here's the video. Go ahead and roll it.
Talking about me and watching you all, Cody. You have to stop. I'm sorry. I have to hide you from the chat again. Please stop. Please.
By the way, Aaron's looking wonderful.
Keep me up at night.
He's got the headband on, doesn't he?
Like, yep. He's really taken to those tattoos.
You're partnering up with Gamble, and you're partnering up with Bidding One, and all these people that I'm suing.
Nobody knows who that is.
Manipulating a girl with special
That's
needs
what's so weird about this.
Harass me. Just so you guys know.
They talk about things that maybe four people really know, and they act like everyone knows them.
Oh, jeez, he's gross.
Really
wow. Where does Rick come in here?
Jump 4 minutes in. I think that's when he gets the phone charger, isn't it? Oh, maybe that might have been what Dominic sent me.
Yeah, the terrible one that's.
There's Rick.
Sounds great.
She's in Portland, Oregon, but she's in Vancouver, Washington. So.
Which.
She goes and
not that far.
A video of a. Drew and Mike show that I did in April. Okay.
Oh, thanks for referencing us. Thank you, Rick.
April was when I got the phone. Now, you know, I didn't talk to you. I didn't know you.
They were trying to say I was paying you and that we were involved in sex rings and all this shit. And then the FBI came and got him and got the phone from him. I never heard anything. I've never done anything wrong. I'm not a fucking pedophile.
Rick, hey, let Rick talk, Carter.
You've seen everything, okay? You also saw pictures
Rick or
in the
Aaron
phone
listen
with
to each other.
Older girls and you know, like things like that. Like,
does Aaron start playing drops that Rick responds to?
And being Aaron Carter, when you're in
Wait,
your
how funny
20s,
would that
you know
be?
How many girls
Should we send him some drops?
It would make as much sense as the whole conversation.
So that's what happened. And then as soon as I found out what happened, I was like, you know what? That's it. Like, I'm done. I'm not supposed to be speaking to you. Tell me you're underage, and that's it.
Fucking shit.
Well, here's what I think is funny, dude. And this is the
I thought Rick was on camera at one point.
Was
we jump forward?
This is the video that Aaron Carter put up.
Oh, he eliminated Rick. What? He wants people to look at him that badly that he cut Rick out of the video?
Patty B putting quotes. I forgot about the description for that video. Was Rick Pastuba drops a bombshell. I texted Rick. He hasn't texted back, so
what?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't see him here on Facebook Live either. I'm looking.
No.
I'm looking. He doesn't take long to figure out he's on there.
Should we just call him?
I don't know. Can we play a little more? Just a little more. I'd like.
I gotta find the video that you guys want because that's not the video you guys want.
I love the cutaways of Aaron Carter because he's doing something different in every frame. Like one he's smoking, one he's shaving.
He's
conducting his entire life.
Some people just know what to do on camera. LaDuff is really good.
He's really good. Yeah.
You know, he had a fire going in his backyard last time. He's wearing some crazy hat. You know, then he wears a vest one day. Thinks he's Bezos. But he's always it's something very watchable about him. And sure. Plus, he's very animated. Trudy, can you take care of Dr. Roche? I'm gonna.
Oh yeah.
I got to get some cold air out this door. I am seriously dying.
Is that the new euphemism for taking a dump?
Thank God he took his headphones off for that.
Dr. Roche's April 2020 specials, because it's, you know, the shelter in place, their office is still available by phone, text, and email. And they're hoping that you and anybody who needs them are safe and healthy. They'll be back in the office as soon as they get the all clear. But they want you to know in the interim, the new thing, the huge thing, is Evolve Tight, Evolve Trim, and Evolve Tone. It's non-surgical. It's non-invasive body contouring. The tight part of it tightens the skin. Then they put on the other head and it trims cellulite, and the toning stimulates your muscle so that it can make you buff, literally. And it's an amazing introductory price for when we get back to normal. The introductory price, it ends at the end of this month, April 30th, but the first area three treatments, $2,500, for just $600, three treatments each additional area. And it's a savings of $1,900. And they can take the special for you over the phone. I think they were saying there's $500. If you put $500, it'll hold the special for you over the phone. So that's cool. Plus, they have CBD specials, 20% off that for the entire month of April. And of course, their amazing skincare products are 10% off. So you can call them at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com to see all of the different procedures that you can actually improve yourself with at Dr. Roche's offices, and call them for a consultation because they're there during regular office hours. So that's the amazing services offered by Dr. Roche. Any year comes true.
This is either going to be exciting news or horrendous news, but Rick got back. Facebook? Yeah. No. He got back to me on text. It said he's available.
He's available.
It's your call.
Rick is the John Legend of the show.
He's very divisive.
He's always available.
Oh. He just texted again. Well, it's up to you. Should we do another poll really quick?
Okay. Twitter poll. Should we have...
Zeus, can you do a poll on the Facebook Live?
Maybe should we do it, Righteous Rick? How long should the egg timer be? 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, or 10 seconds?
I think we can have three options.
Okay. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, or 30 seconds.
Okay. All right, he's on it. He's on
it. Rick, usually, I think he's kind of surprising sometimes.
Dan's includes zero this time.
is there any, Brandon, did you ever find anything more of?
He can't find it. Here, this is the one clip that Dominic sent. I don't know if it's better or not. Or let's see if it's any better.
Should we give Rick the heads up that he shouldn't respond to drops, or is that?
No. Definitely
no.
Not.
No. What are you talking about?
That's crazy talk.
It's part of his charm.
Oh, they say I'm a Shane 2.0, except the difference is Shane's a piece of shit that does his routine out of a car, and I have a beautiful 3-acre place.
Yeah, and he's a drug addict.
As if we all know who Shane is.
What are you talking? And I don't do drugs. And guess what?
Come on, your house sucks.
Anytime
you would respond to that.
Any of these fucking people want to confront me, tell them to come with it.
And I'll depend on them.
Tell them to come with it.
Same.
Rick,
he's so
same.
Itching.
Carter,
he's so itching.
Same.
He's so itching for a fight.
You want to go?
Of what's happened over the years and what's transpired, then you're idiots. I'm sorry, you're an idiot. And then all
you know why?
Free meet and greet from at a Backstreet Boy concert. You can go fuck yourself.
What are you talking about?
I don't care.
Can
like,
you believe
I don't need fame.
Aaron Carter and Rick are on. I mean, Rick is talking to Aaron Carter. This doesn't just seem so
you
weird.
Got a fucking problem, bro?
In a way, it seems right.
Yeah, it seems about right, but it's still...
It feels like a movie.
Yeah, it does. It really does. You're right, Judy.
Who did I sell stuff to? Who did I sell it to? Find
you think
a
I could
person.
Take him in a fight?
Find a person that I sold stuff.
Jesus.
It's nice to know he was cutting out of that show, too.
With all the lies. So...
It ain't gonna fucking happen.
I bet you there's so much talking over each other between Rick and Aaron.
All I heard was Rick say, come with it.
I'm chilling. I'm at my house. I've always been a good dude. I've always, growing up in the industry, I grew up doing
it. You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Just wanted to just, you know, fucking set me up like little girls and shit like that. They're just into older guys. I don't fucking know. But you best believe I saw it. Like, I saw that shit. from a mile away.
Now,
and then I was
my
like,
no,
that's why every single time something fucking happened.
What are you talking about?
Never been in trouble, don't have a violent history.
Kiss each other.
That's it.
Egg timer.
They're killing Facebook Live. They're just murdering.
Oh, what?
Yeah, 215, 212.
Oh, my God.
Do we have anyone to call on the Hall Financial Hotline besides Righteous Rick?
No. I mean, nothing new.
We need to call Stan one of these days.
I hope he's doing all
right. Yeah, how's Canada doing in the lockdown?
Well, that's why we need to know. And we know we need to call Jeffrey Felix, too, because Vegas is opening up. He is our Nevada consultant. He's also guarding the juice at all times.
Yep.
And he hasn't gone back to us, which is really weird. Do you suppose, is it possible
that he's...
No.
That Jeffrey Felix is guarding the juice from above?
No. No.
God needed a security guard.
Speaking of which.
Hey, Twitter world. It's yours truly. Well, it's 80 degrees here in Las Vegas. And then
instead of
enjoying this beautiful golf course with these geese.
Geese?
I'm doing just about the only thing you could do these days. I'm taking a walk.
Murdering people?
Oh. Well, it's the day before the draft, and the excitement has already started. Rob Gronkowski has come out of retirement, and that's something that me and others did predict. We thought that would happen.
Oh, OJ told you so, Drew.
I'm especially happy because, as I've stated over the years, that for many of the last 10 years, Rob was my favorite player. I love the way he plays the game with his enthusiasm and just his attitude. On and off the field, I've always thought was good for football. Not to mention, the man is great. But he's going to Tampa Bay. He's joining Tom Brady.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Look at that team. Look at that offense. O.J. Howard.
Why is he breathing so hard?
At one tight end. Gronk at the other tight end. Probably split out a little bit. I notice he's lost. Seemed to have lost a lot of weight. I wouldn't be surprised if... this is in his most productive receiving season. And then outside, you got Evans and Godwin.
He's been playing one-on-one with David Furnish.
What weapons for Brady? I'll tell you this. I think Coach Arians and Tom Brady are going to be under the most pressure they've ever been under.
What a hot take.
Why? Because anything short of playing for the NFC Championship, I think is going to be deemed a failure.
Whoa, that's a strong
that's a hot take. Saying.
Wow.
Stay healthy. Take care.
Wow, somebody get that man a show.
Okay, geez.
Mark, you can't go 3 seconds without telling him to F off.
Hot take. He's just the worst.
I know, it's an instinct, though. Help it.
Why is it 80 degrees and all the geese are running around? I'm going to murder those geese. Look at those long necks. Good for slicing.
Okay, a Twitter poll is not up yet, so why don't we call Spike King?
It's up there.
It is.
It's on Facebook Live, yeah.
Oh, it's on Facebook Live.
Oh, it's a Facebook Live one?
Oh, yeah. He's getting murdered on Facebook Live.
He just joined Facebook Live, too.
Rick did?
Yeah.
He's in play? Is he commenting?
I'm sure he'll start popping off.
Yo, guys.
Right now, 30 seconds is winning at 52%. Oh, no. are we going to get anything for 30 seconds?
No. It's not a fair option. Patty P. said 10 seconds should be enough.
Patty.
Or maybe she might have said zero. Patty P is such a smart ass. She looks just like her little Twitter picture, doesn't she? She's making that face like, I'm going to get you. Funny how those little pictures can be so representative. I always think of the person like the little picture when I see them.
Of course.
Rick looks pretty badass. He's saying hi to
people. I mean, how else would Rick look?
He's saying hello to people on here. He's being very pleasant.
Yeah, right.
The All Financial Hotline will be in use momentarily. They, of course, would like to know if you're paying too much for your mortgage. Maybe your interest rate is anywhere near 4% or maybe 3.75%. You might want to take a look. There are some low rates out there, and they shop around, unlike some of the other people. If you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial thinks they might be able to help you. So how about lowering your monthly payments? I mean, you might not have any money pretty soon. So wouldn't it be nice to have a lower payment, even if you had no money? I mean, you'd be less in arrears, right?
Well, yeah, in love it saying in arrears.
By refinancing, you can probably skip up to two payments. So why not see if you can save some money or cut your term with Hall Financial? Or maybe you want to take cash out of your house because who knows what's going on here. Oh, my God. DavidHallMortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Go to our webpage, click the link, fill out the online form, or just call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, and they are an equal housing lender, NMLS number 146743-5.
Yeah.
Drew, have a watch party.
Watch party.
Share, Patty share, P, share, share.
Patty P just comes unglued every time I throw a watch party.
I know. I don't know why. She
does. Claims that all the comments are in the watch party. Yep. And not part-
well, it's okay. I mean, I don't know. When you have any kind of party.
You throw a party and people always complain about one element of the party. Well, it was enough to drink.
Some people that are in a party, like they like to sneak off to separate rooms and have their own conversations. True. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we call Spike King? I think we should. He'll just fire up the room.
Okay.
Spike King is he's inspiring.
So we're not giving Rick his 30 seconds?
Well, we're going to wait till the poll is more. Is the poll close at all?
I don't know what the results are right now.
All right. Well, let's call Spike King and let some more people vote. Today's dumbest story, by the way. And there's a lot of dumb stories every day. But anybody see this? It was about J-Lo. J-Lo strips down to lacy bra at A-Rod's daughter's 12th birthday party.
Hot!
And the reason, you know, that was so silly was because, first of all, just the idea that she strips down to a lacy bra at this 12-year-old's birthday party, but A-Rod's ex was at the party, so they thought J-Lo was trying to out-sex the ex.
Who would you rather name? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
That was actual audio from A-Rod. Now, why does he get to have a birthday party for the girl with all these people there? Because he's A-Rod?
Yeah.
And she's J-Lo? Are they immune?
How can they have a party right now? Aren't they socially
distancing?
I know,
that's what I thought.
He is the best. Is she going to get to sing the national anthem at all of the Mets games?
This is perfect. It's my favorite podcast in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow, he sounds
Spike
dumb.
King.
The mic show.
Spike King, are you hurting about the Gronk news?
To be honest about Rob Gronkowski, he absolutely backstabbed the New England Patriots fan base and the organization.
Wow. That's a hot take, man.
I mean, listen, I went on Instagram yesterday. I did my take about it. I said what I had to say. But, I mean, Rob Gronkowski, three-time Super Bowl champion. Obviously, he's helped out the Patriots winning two out of the last three Super Bowls. But you got to give him some heat. He jerked around the organization for the last 2 years with the retirement news. Like, this last year, I'm sure Brady told him, hey, sit out for 1 year. I'm going to be gone from the organization and come join me. This guy kept teasing things about his announcements, about him trying to come back. And every time, the Patriots fans were like, oh, we really need him this year. We really need it. We want a 7th Super Bowl. And then he would announce Gronk Beach, or he would announce his CBD oil company. I just think that...
This sounds like a conspiracy.
But Spike King, he's doing what is best for Rob Gronkowski. And wouldn't Spike King do what's best for Spike King?
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I get it. It's business at the end of the day. But at the same time, it's unprofessional. And same thing with Tom Brady with this Hulu commercial where he was teasing, like, I'm not going anywhere.
That's
and it was
unforgivable.
Actually at the stadium.
Unforgivable.
So it's just, it's marketing ploys, and I understand what's going on. But as a fan, like, you jerked us around. It's just unprofessional to do something like that. And I just think that it needs to be out there.
Is the legacy tarnished?
No, there's no legacy tarnished. Like, when it's all said and done, when they hang up the cleat, you know, people are going to really forget about Gronk and Brady being on Tampa Bay. I mean, it's like Michael Jordan when he played for the Wizards. You know, people don't really think that. They just think that they think Chicago Bulls. In the short term, you're thinking about it. And in the short term, I hate Brady. I hate Gronk. Because guess what? It's New England versus everybody. You're not on that 53-man roster for the New England Patriots. I'm not rooting for you. I'm not cheering for your team. I don't get these Patriots fans. What I kind of do like is now the bandwagoners are gone. They're out of here.
Wait, are you telling me that Patriots fans are becoming Bucks fans?
Yeah.
What's your
take? If you are a diehard New England Patriots fan, you know, you grew up on that. Last 20 years, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm rooting for the Patriots and the Bucks. Like, what's that?
No. I think it's pretty lame.
Let me tell you this. Sports is dying in the sense of sports rivals, in the sense of cheering for one team only, and it's because of the millennials. It's because of these young kids that are coming up here that just love every single player.
Rivals is dying. Brandon's the only millennial on the show. Brandon, are you aware that millennials were killing... love of one football team?
Well, we're killing everything. We just like to take that, you know, we attribute everything that dies to us. But no, I am a Tigers fan through and through. I'm a Red Wings fan through and through, Pistons fan and Lions fan, even though they suck.
Well, Spike King's a millennial too, isn't he? Aren't you?
I am. But it's like I'm 28 years old and I knew I'd fall into that category, but also I kind of fall on the other side. Like I'm in that teetering line. Like I grew up without having iPhones and I grew up without learning how to play outside and not playing like video games all day inside and whatever, like the technology we have today. So I can have both sides of it. I'm just saying that I feel like we've become a soft society in sports, you know, the whole participation trophy, everyone gets one.
I know it is awfully soft.
So you like rooting for the jersey, not for the players in them.
I have respect for players and I completely understand that. Like say an example, LeBron James, I have respect for him, what he does in basketball, but it's Celtics first. And it's always about the Celtics.
Like, I agree.
If LeBron comes to town, I'm booing you. But like, I'm not going to be on your side.
Spike King, you should root for the Bucks so that you hope they make the Super Bowl and the Pats make the Super Bowl so you can beat Brady.
No, that'd be cool.
Absolutely not. I hope Tom Brady throws 50 touchdowns. I hope Tom Brady throws 5,000 yards. I hope Rob Gronkowski catches 25 of those touchdowns. But I hope they go 0-16. I'm not rooting for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like, the individual player's cool. It's awesome. Like, go do your thing. But I'm Team Belichick. In Bill we trust. And I hope that the Patriots can pick this up. They can win the AFC East. And the Bucks suffer. And I'm just going to laugh because I'm going to say, look, it didn't work out. And I stuck with the Patriots through and through.
Spike King, you sound down. Usually you sound so fired up, so optimistic. It sounds like you're really torn. Is it the COVID-19, the fact that we may not even have an NFL season?
I literally just woke up. And the first thing I do is you call. I work overnight. Oh. So I work at the hospital, at Mass General Hospital. And speaking about COVID-19, my personal take, I don't think there's going to be an NFL season. I've heard some rumors from some people on the Patriots organization that they said that their general feeling, and this is just their opinion, is that the season's going to get pushed back to October and that they're going to have the season with no fans. They're going to try that out. And I was told, and this is a direct quote, if there's a second wave for the coronavirus, which is going to happen if you look what happened overseas, they had second waves. They're just going to end up canceling the entire season.
Oh boy!
So it's crazy times right now, and it's funny because like Gronkowski's on the box, and now Brady, they might not even play a snap this year.
Yeah. I know that would really be fitting, wouldn't it? And how about Percy Harvin announces, "I'm coming back to the NFL." Nice timing,
yeah,
Percy.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, Percy. Yeah,
you're not coming back.
He's been out of the league four years. He's 31. I don't think so. Spike.
It might be great for you guys in Detroit that you don't even get a snap because you don't have to be disappointed this year.
True. No, you're right. Fair enough.
What about the hospital now? What do you do at the hospital? Are you at risk of getting COVID-19?
So I work there for the police department, and we are protected as much as possible with PPE, and we we're exposed to everything. We're just doing the nurses and doctors and everybody's doing a great job out there. It's just a crazy turnaround, like of patients coming in and out. They're doing their best in the state. We did see the surge the last like week of a lot more intake, but it's starting to slow off.
When will Boston reopen? I want to hear your opinion and then tell us when Boston's going to reopen.
Just at the hospital, the general feeling over there is that this is going to be a year. Like it's going to be one full year that this needs to go through. Boston is probably going to start opening around June, like late June to July, because everyone's getting a little antsy about the economy and they want to go out. But here's the thing. We're going to open up you're going to open up society back up, and that second wave is going to happen because people still might have it. There's 8 strands of COVID out there. So you might have one strand, and you can end up picking up another one. You can have a negative test and end up having a positive test, and we've seen that.
Spike King, I thought you were a one-horse town kind of guy. Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. But look at your knowledge of COVID-19. I'm amazed. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, I mean, somehow I got to pay the bills, you know, to go to all those games and everything like that. But I'm grateful for my job, and I'm grateful that I know that a lot of people are in tough times. And you know what? Here's some good news. I don't know if you guys have heard this yet, but Spike King is having Spike twins.
Whoa! What? Congratulations.
Yeah, really?
I'm having two baby girls.
Oh,
two girls,
man.
Identical twins. Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Man.
How cool is that, man? Congratulations. When's the big day?
All this negativity, there's some positive outlook, and they're doing September, but with twins, it'll probably end up being August. So I'm going to have my own little cheerleaders.
Well, now you can't name one. I'm sure you would have named one Brady. I mean, that's a good girl name. You can't do that. So.
You know what? Here's another thing, too.
Billy for Billichick?
Me and my girl, we wanted to have boys, and we're talking about all these names. I would never name my kid after, like a sports athlete or something like that. That's like do it after with your dog or your cat or something like that. I don't know.
Good call, Spike.
But tattooing Super Bowls on your body before they won. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, or Taco Fall. You know what I mean?
Taco Fall. That's a good
Taco
one.
Fall tattoo.
I like that one. Yeah.
All right, Spike King, hang in there, man. Congratulations, and yeah, we'll be looking forward to hearing about the kids.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay,
guys.
Brother. Stay safe.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
I have actual audio of Spike King. Future audio.
Future audio, cool.
Yeah. So somewhere down the line, I don't know how I got this. Someone sent it to me. But he's going to get his own show, so probably somewhere in the Boston area. And sometimes when you talk and talk and talk a lot, sometimes you accidentally say a few things that are politically incorrect. And so now whenever someone comes after him for being sexist or, not promoting women, he can just say,
I can't be sexist, okay? I am a father of two baby women. I mean, I think girls are so nice, I made them twice.
That was a long way to go for that drop.
The setup was longer than the punchline.
Brent,
well done, Brent.
A good one.
What's a righteous Rick poll?
I can't see the results. Can you see the results, anyone? On Facebook? Zoo's the voice of Pantsless God. He can't talk today, right? Oh, boy. The last I saw 30 seconds was at 52%. Ooh. Oh, there it is. 50% for 30 seconds, 29% for 3 minutes. What is it? 5 minutes and 21% for 2 minutes.
50%. Right, we'll go 90 seconds just to
30 seconds
to somehow hope that something coherent happens.
All right, let me get my timer up.
Man, he was upset. He's ready to take some people on.
He's going to take you on. He's still mad at you.
I didn't do anything.
He's still mad at you.
He's posturing.
Oh, he's not. I think he's cool with it now, he said.
Okay.
But he was very
How many can
mad
he
at
fight
him.
At once, I wonder?
Yeah, as many as you can throw at him, Trudy.
Yep. He was ready to take on 20 FBI agents at one time.
He'll de-pants them all.
I'm wearing my Soul of Detroit t-shirt, by the way, today.
Thank
if you.
If
you haven't heard the
cool
Tom Izzo interview on the Soul of Detroit, you should check out the Soul of Detroit. And it's on Facebook Live, too. They got a nice big chunk of it. Hey, Layla.
Hello.
Righteous Rick.
Be quiet, Drew.
No, what?
What's up, buddy?
He's mad at me. I told you.
I'm kidding. Hi, Drudy.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Hey, we're doing good. How's everybody? Drew, how you doing, buddy? You staying safe?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm a little down in the dumps. I'm kind of tired of this crap, but...
Well, I think we all are.
Yeah, this is off the timer. Rick.
Oh, it is? Oh, boy. Hey, I'm here too, Rick. You can't say hi to me. Jeez.
Hi, Mark.
John,
hi, buddy.
Dick.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Hi, Brenda.
Rick, this,
oh, my God.
This is off the egg timer. When do you think Michigan should open, or are you so concerned about COVID-19 you think we should stay closed for significantly longer?
You know what? Wimmer is just, I don't even know what to think anymore.
Exactly.
We were just in Walmart shopping, and I was looking for some garden stuff, and I can't even purchase garden stuff.
Duh, where have you been the last 2 weeks?
No, I know that, but I mean, that's just, it's weird. I could buy liquor, I could buy condoms, I could buy a gun, but I can't buy garden stuff.
Condoms? What a waste of money.
Well, I know, I never use them, but I'm just saying,
I want to buy a gun now.
Because Rick's on the phone?
I didn't know where, though.
To shoot yourself?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know, man. You know what, all I know is, I thank God that I bought this new place. I told you, we have 3 acres, I got a beautiful... And we just sit here, I take walks, and we get stuff done, and fuck everybody else.
Wow. Wow, that sounds awesome.
I don't know when you find the free time, because then you fight with everybody online. Rick, I told the story about how I asked you, 2 weeks, do not associate with those people. They'll go away. And what do I see? 8 hours later, you're on a live stream with Aaron Carter ripping on Man. Those same people. Should I start the egg timer?
You know what?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Put the egg timer on. I had to go live with Aaron.
Rich in charge.
Yeah, I'm in charge. I had to go on live with Aaron because you know what? You guys know everything with the FBI, everything with the phone, and all the crap that happened after all that with the molestation allegations and that. You know what? I gotta go after this Lori Knight for how she lied to the FBI and set me up. I have to. That's it.
But Rick, there was somebody you were saying, come at me, like you wanted to fight him. Who were you talking about with Aaron? Because I was a little lost. Shane,
oh,
maybe?
That, yeah, that fucking guy. His name is Shane Coyle. Let me paint you this picture, Drew.
Pussy.
He's all that. He's
no, that was Shane fucking, talking about you.
Yeah, let him say it to my face.
He's also a coward.
Thanks, Donald. He's a he's about 5'8", 170. He's one of them fucking jerky boy telephone tough guys that sits
Wait,
in the car.
Wait, how tall is he?
He's like 5'8".
Oh wow, he's got a half a foot on you.
Wow, he's got a lot of reach.
Jesus Christ, you guys! You know, I wish I was there. I'd smack every one of you.
What?
Besides Trudy.
Rick, has he suggested that maybe some kind of fight is in order? Is he threatening
okay,
you?
Okay, Drew. Well, yeah, so here's what happened. He sits in his car. He's an old one of them jerky boys that does prank calls like a fucking mama's boy. And I called him out. I put $5,000 in front of the screen and said, I'll fix
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Damn it.
I thought we had a nice 90 seconds, so.
We did. Plus, well, we gave him some bonus time.
Yeah, some important commentary on COVID-19.
Well, that sums it up. He can't let the stuff Shane and that other lady go. And the other lady, I understand, knowing more about the story. I know why that would bother you, Rick, because I know you're still listening. And for everybody else, I know it should bother Rick. The other guy is just an internet guy, so I don't know why he cares so much about that.
That's
dude.
The guy he was saying he wanted to kick his ass on Twitter like 2 weeks ago. So
no,
this guy's
I know.
Been in his crosshairs for a long time.
I know. But the other one, I understand why Lori would bother him.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Are we on Facebook?
I think we're still on.
Are we?
Yeah.
We can go ahead and get off.
All right, bye.
I think we're down to...
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, we were down to 174. Oh, boy. Maybe we need to take a week off Facebook Live to get the numbers back up. Oh. Yeah, we had...
We didn't promote it today, though, did we?
Not really. Yeah. 1,100 comments.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of good comments today, too.
I don't see one fucking share, though. Nice sharing, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Shared
Drew,
it.
Did you? You see, because you're always really concerned about who's on live now. And I think a lot of people catch the videos afterwards, you know, because they're on demand afterwards. And I've seen the one from a couple days ago, over 22,000.
I know, but it'd be nice. Whoa. It'd just be nice if people shared it. I mean, we do ask occasionally. I mean, people, we're supposed to do what we tell you to do. This is about us. No, we've been getting really good Facebook Live numbers. I just, you know, I get this thing where, like, Facebook started exploding about 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, there's like 17,000 people one day.
Gee, I wonder why. Everyone's at home. Nobody.
Well, yeah, no, I know. So I thought, oh my God, we're going to take over the world on Facebook Live. That's how it's going to go. And so that's why I was hitting the watch parties and just thinking this thing is just going to spread like a giant rash, and this is going to be the biggest ever. But then it seemed to just ebb, and so I was kind of bummed. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to take over the world.
Well, as long as people still listen, right?
Yeah, as long as we get our downloads, and I mean, you know, it's if people are sort of moving to video, I think, because they're home, and that's fine.
I texted Rick to thank him for his minute and a half, and he said, always, call me for 10 minutes. We can talk celebrity boxing. So it sounds like that's moving forward.
All right.
That's cool. Good for him.
I'm way pumped for that.
Look, can we just call it boxing?
No. No, you can't.
Or is it truthfully just boxing?
It's just boxing.
Right.
So who watched Whitmer today?
Just you. I told you. I said I'm too deep into Too Hot to Handle. I'm not watching Whitmer. I think I made a wise choice.
I think you did too. No, it was great. Wait, hold on. I can grab something.
It was great.
I think he's talking about Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. I gotta watch that. I'm gonna watch that.
You know, I'm not the biggest reality show person. I enjoy the Bachelor highlights that Brandon and Drew have. I stuck with Love at First Sight. Love is Blind. That was good. But I didn't watch all of it. Too Hot to Handle just sucked me in the first 10 minutes. And it's really so dumb and so great. It's this collection of the hottest narcissists on the planet Earth.
Should we watch the video of them when they come on? Because that was...
Oh, I would love
when they're introduced.
I would love to.
And be thinking of your answer to this question. What is worse, a hot narcissistic dude or a hot narcissistic chick?
Dude, totally.
I kind of feel the same way, although I swear, these women are so unlikable. you know how they... They'll do the thing where they're introducing you to like a TV audience, and they go, just dance around for a minute, you know, and like on Dancing with the Stars or something. These people, I don't think they even have to be asked. They just start dancing around.
Well, one of the most underrated thing on Too Hot for Handle is they have these, for segues between scenes, they have the shots where they have them dance. And they're really funny because... a lot of times, like the one time the guy's talking about, and it's kind of hard to explain, but the little Alexa device, and he's dancing with the Alexa device.
Oh, Jesus.
So I think they kind
of
get
how. Oh, that reminds me. One of the funniest things on the Prince Grammy tribute was Morris Day and the Time come out.
Oh.
And,
great.
And he's doing Jungle Love, which, by the way, another song Prince helped write. Prince and Morris Day wrote it. And he says in the middle of the song, he goes, I need a mirror. And the guy dancing with the ghost gets a mirror, holds it up to Morris's face. He kind of plays his hair a little bit. And then they both start dancing. But the one guy's holding the mirror while he's dancing.
Yeah.
It's a big mirror. I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
But
that's his thing, right? That's his shtick, though?
Yes.
He's always had the mirror?
Yeah. No, Morris Day is awesome. And it reminded me of something kind of funny when my mom was on an airplane coming to Detroit and Morris Day was playing that weekend.
Yeah.
And the drummer's girlfriend was on the plane. And so my mom starts describing her. And so it was apparent to me that she was a white girl. And so for some reason, maybe it was just full disclosure, I felt compelled to tell my mom that the drummer was black. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I did.
That paints a picture.
And she seemed okay with it. I mean, she was like in her 90s at the time. Just thought I'd throw that out there. So other songs Prince has written for other people. Sugar Walls by Sheena E., which was a huge hit. Kiss, Tom Jones, that he actually put it out first, but I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. I didn't know he wrote that. That was a big song.
That sounded like him.
He helped Stevie Nicks write Stand Back.
Did he nail her? He was in her orbit.
Yes.
Oh, I bet he was only there for 25 minutes, she said. She said he helped immensely while he was there, but he wasn't there very long.
25 so minutes, he could have done it.
Yeah, you're right. Jungle Love, The Glamorous Life, Sheila E., her only hit. No, she had two hits. He wrote the other one, too. It's called The Love Bazaar. Manic Monday, Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor, huge hit. When You Were Mine, Cyndi Lauper, which is a great song.
By the way, Nothing Compares to You, there's a great version by Chris Cornell.
Oh, out there. Yeah, I've heard that.
There's really a Prince version really out there, too.
I think the Cornell might be my favorite version.
It's really good. Yeah. We should check out, maybe we can play it at the end or something, Gary Clark's version of The Cross, which, do you guys know the song The Cross by Prince?
I don't, no.
Fucking awesome. It's one of those songs that just builds and builds and builds. And let's see, I'll leave another hits out. Oh, Tevin Campbell had a hit Prince wrote instead of Martika. So, I mean, just that's like 15 songs that were like top 20 songs he gave away. Incredible.
You ready to meet
some?
How
do you think we're still actually in the vaults? Because his family, you know, put all that out there, right? There was a lot of stuff in the vault, though.
Well, I forgot who it was said that he wrote a song every day.
Wow.
Or at least one song a day. So there's got to be a lot of stuff in there.
Wow.
But those guys tend to get the best stuff out. I don't know. I'm always a little skeptical about that. But I'd love to hear more. Anyway,
honestly, the best thing that's ever been in the vault, I guess, would be the Beatles stuff. Free as a Bird. And what was the other song?
Yeah, and those are just songs Lennon wrote before he died. So they're really in the Beatles vaults. They're really, you know, it's just finished, unfinished songs and different versions of the same songs. But Beatle fans are crazy, so.
So the premise of Too Hot to Handle, they find these really hot, very horny, narcissistic 20-year-olds and put them on this resort. And of course, they all just want to fuck right away. They just want.
No, the girls are so horny. Oh, it's like, wow,
isn't it great?
It's kind of cool. I think I didn't never thought of this before, but I think when you're extremely hot and you know you can fuck other extremely hot people, that you're probably hornier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Probably
you can fuck hot people all the time.
You're boning all the time.
Yeah, it's like being a rock star.
So the first twist is that 12 hours in, they say, by the way, there's a $100,000 pot for the winner, whatever the winner is, because there's no competitions. But we're going to take money away for any time somebody kisses or bones or masturbates and, you know, no sexual contact of any kind. So here you have these ultra.
I want to kiss you.
Ultra horny people that aren't allowed to act on anything.
But they don't know that until they're like, what, 12 hours in or something?
Yeah. So
and they're already making out with people. And that one guy puts his hands right in that girl's boobs after he meets her.
Oh, I know.
Nick, she doesn't mind. She likes it.
She wanted him to.
Yeah.
So here's the first girl, Chloe.
Hours, Lana will be watching.
And I think Chloe might be my favorite girl on the show.
And she will be secretly gathering personal data.
Oh, time. That's all the boring setup. Boring setup. Sex ban.
Let's meet oblivious single number one. Ooh, girl, please. Are you kidding me? I would.
Oh, my God.
This girl's a total idiot, by
apparently
way.
She never noticed the beach until she walked outside the resort.
Right to the booze, too.
It's me, the only one here!
She's dancing in her intro.
I'm 20 years old. I'm quite ditzy as well, so you've just got to be really patient with me.
It sounds like Gemma.
Yeah, she does sound like the Gemma character.
In the book.
Slut.
She said she's not the smartest spark in the book.
Hanging out's a kind of like a part-time job for me. Because I just get so addicted to it. Like, oh, that was my phone. It's on loud. I'm so sorry. Snapchat. Snap me. I have a picture of his boxes. Ah! No! Go away.
Stupid chick's really put out.
So she's not bad. She's actually somewhat likable.
That's probably the intellectual version of her, I would say. They captured her most intellectual moments.
Her accent makes her sound smarter, too.
Yeah, it makes her sound hotter, too. Brandon and I were checking on her Instagram earlier. Whew. Whew.
She's not even the hottest one there by a mile.
No. Here we go.
This is Sharon.
Feminist, yes. I study women and gender studies at college. If you really pay attention, you kind of get the blueprint to how to pick up women. I'm definitely a guy to play the field. Can never have too many options. That's why sports teams have players on the bench. So definitely got a lot of people on the bench. Anywhere I go, I can meet a woman. In a grocery store, I can meet women. And in church, I just actually signed up for Christian Mingle. So any Christians out there. What I'm most proud of is my penis. I have this picture, and it's measured next to an air freshener can.
Oh, says it's Jesus the size Christ. Of an air freshener can. And he takes his shirt off.
Oh, you got to do one spin. Just spin.
He's having a spin like Roger Ailes.
This chick's a total moron, this next chick.
Hey, how are you? Look good.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Haley.
Chloe.
Chloe?
Chloe.
Sharon? Yeah. Got it.
Hey, what's your type?
I love the tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos.
Oh, hot people seem to love tattoos, by the way. Did you get that impression? They all like tattoos, don't they?
They think a person is hotter if they have tattoos.
I'm in a sorority at my college. You have to be fun. You have to be outgoing. You kind of need to have good grades, too.
Kind of.
I go to a lot of frat parties. Literally everyone's hammered. Like, a girl's, like, broken her neck before, like, falling off the roof.
Hilarious.
Other than that, it's like fun.
I thought they weren't doing that anymore.
Yeah, right.
I do mostly like go for guys, but if a girl looks just like me, I'm so into that. Blonde hair, big boobs, skinny, like all that. Like I love that in a girl.
So basically, she'll hook up with a girl if
she looks like her.
Exactly like her. Here come the two hot dudes.
Yeah, boy.
These are the two guys I think everyone's hot for.
That's amazing. Oh my god, so I've hit everyone famous. I've DM'd like Kourtney Kardashian, Kendall. I hit her with the hello, my little butter chicken.
You DM'd them.
But my success rate with celebrities is absolutely zero. With
Let's
any other
put another
girl.
Shrimp on the barbie.
So he said,
quite cheeky.
And he says he can get anybody on DMs, so he's just constantly DMing chicks on Facebook, and if they're not a celebrity, he bangs them.
And then boom, girls come over, be like, let's go. Let's go get some brunch. Oh.
Oh, you put out a bottle.
Fresh bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys got enough sun lotion on?
No, I've got nothing on.
Have you not got any on? I've not actually that. Got some with me, coincidentally.
Smooth move, David.
Right. He brought a bottle of suntan lotion so he could rub it on these chicks immediately.
You've got beautiful skin. We've got to keep it that way.
Are you going to be my personal doctor?
Yeah, I've got to look after you.
That was just an excuse to touch my shoulders, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah. A little
bit. Oh, boy. It's David. This is the
How
one everyone loves.
How do you describe a quintessential British gentleman? I just tried to be a nice guy. Something my mum would be proud of at the end of the day. Yeah, David, brains and brawn, hashtag loves a sex party. I don't really have lines. I don't really have, like, a strategy. Basically, I just walk into a bar and take my shirt off. Sorted.
Asshole.
I know. If you hear how many girls I've slept with, you might initially make a judgment, but actually, if you think about it from a long-term perspective, it's not as bad as you might think. I don't want to share that number exactly. A gentleman doesn't say.
Cheers to sexy people.
Our sexy singletons are hot, horny.
Can you pause for just a second?
Yeah.
Are people that age more in love with themselves than ever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
It's not even close, is it?
Is that because of social media?
I think it's having a voice. I really do. People are like, oh, my God, I have a voice. I'm so hot because people tell me online all the time. I mean, it's like if you're a female and you go online, you're going to get. I mean, if you're six, you're going to get. I mean, penises will just come flying at you.
So,
you have a false sense of how hot you are.
Probably so. Yes.
So here is probably a fire, the hottest woman on here. Francesca.
Oh, yeah. She's a knockout. I hate her. I can't.
What do you think her job is?
Oh, what is her job?
She's an Instagram model.
Oh, of course.
That's all she does. She just has hundred thousands of visitors. Yeah.
Great pictures.
I can't wait till these people are old.
She's taking a selfie in her video.
Oh, that one's fire. I have 310,000 followers right now. It goes up usually every single day. I think my personality is my best asset.
Wrong.
But the eyes go to the boobs. But right. Like, my face isn't too bad, I don't think, so.
She looks like a Kardashian, actually.
Usually,
doesn't
if
she?
A guy's hot and I want him...
I think she's hotter than a Kardashian.
Do a little hair I agree. Flip, just, like, make eye contact, and then it's game over. I win.
What about you? She gets very mad later because she wants to make out with the guy, which, you know, loses money. And she gets really mad that this guy won't make out with her because usually... Well, she gets whatever she wants. She says that. She says it in third person. Francesca gets what she wants when it comes to
Oh, I know, and she believes it.
So then they head to the shower because they had some stupid date or whatever in their hot tub. They head to the shower, and they're not allowed to do anything, but they're both nude. And the whole time, she's got her arms on his shoulders, and she's just staring at his dong, which I imagine is hard because when they get out of the shower, he wraps a towel around it, and it looks like there's a broomstick between his legs. Tempting.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
Tempting the towel outward.
Whoa.
Oh, this guy's by far the worst, though, Matt.
I bet he'd do well on Christian Mingle.
He looks like Jesus.
He does.
I'm a deep thinker. I think,
I don't think he
about
is.
Everything a lot.
He's dancing with himself.
Is something that I sometimes question. I've often joked about like spreading my seed and just kind of rolling the dice of my genetic build with different women and races around.
Oh, that's a great idea. What a deep thinker.
Sexually, I'm a lot to handle.
You're not wrong. I think I've conceived just watching you.
Oh, for God's sakes.
This girl's beautiful, too.
Yeah, Rhonda's hot.
The girl from Atlanta, yeah. I don't know. It's a great... Should I go to the part where they reveal that they're not allowed to bone and you would think someone murdered, like, their parents?
Oh, God.
Is that part worth watching, do you think?
It's all right. They're very disappointed. Very. I'm just surprised how blatantly they want to fuck. I mean, you would think, knowing they're on camera, that they might care, but...
They're so hot.
They're so hot, and they're so comfortable being hot, and they know that their hotness can overcome anything. Any bad impression can be overcome with their hotness.
Sure.
It's funny, too. They play this game in the beginning where you wear a blindfold and someone can do whatever they want to you, which is basically just shoving their tongue down your throat. And then you take the blindfold off and guess who you think it was. And, of course, everybody picks, like, the hot chick. It's the hot chick. Every guy does.
Which bums the other girls out. It's really funny watching super hot people get jealous.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. I love it. I mean, you could make a sport out of it. You really could.
Wow.
The purpose of this retreat is to help you gain deeper emotional connections.
Fake.
In your personal relationships.
No, it's not. So we can watch you guys get bummed out.
Platonic friendships with women.
What a twist.
As an incentive to your development, I have allocated a prize of $100,000.
Which seems awfully cheap for Netflix, I just want to say.
I was stunned that they would even care.
Let's fucking go. I'm going to make sure I get my money. I'm going to make sure I get my nose job. I'm going to make sure I get my credit card paid off. No more debt for me.
What do you guys think we have to do to win the money?
If it's suspense. Washing up and cooking, I'm fucked.
What would you do with 100K?
To the strip club!
However, there are conditions to your stay here.
Jesus, here we go.
This calls for tension music.
No worry.
He's not like freaking you out.
That one guy is like really worried. He's holding
his
heart.
Is anyone else gonna fucking puke?
No, it's a TV show, lady.
You will have to abstain from sexual practices for the entirety of your stay.
I don't know a single man that's gone a month without getting
off. Yeah, I've never been that long.
That means no kissing.
What?
This is bullshit.
She just said no kissing,
this is
that's
bullshit.
It. No heavy petting.
This is literally bullshit.
Or sex of any kind.
Yo, no way.
Great.
That hot girl doesn't even look that hot. She's so sour.
Can Lana continue now, Harry?
Yep.
This will also apply to self-gratification.
Fuck, I knew that was coming.
What does that mean?
No masturbation.
No masturbating?
Oh my God.
Should have knocked one out yesterday.
There's never been this amount of time where I've gone without anything. Without beating my own meat or even having sex. It's definitely a setup.
There's a couple other twists later on in a couple episodes, and you get to meet more people, including a guy who lives on his boat in California.
Is he hot?
He thinks he's hot. He's not nearly as hot as those dudes, but he talks about how he does music and he plays the piano, so they bring one out for him. It is the worst fucking song, and even those narcissists hate the song.
What's the point of him being on the show?
Just to add more people, because I think they eliminate people as you go on if you're not there for the
work. Okay.
If you're not showing enough growth. and one person, okay, this is a spoiler, one person leaves the show.
Because they can't screw?
I don't know why this person leaves, because I'm not there yet, but I read that this guy leaves the show, and it's that asshole that looks like Jesus.
Oh, really?
The deep thinker leaves, yeah.
Oh.
Because he's not a deep thinker.
Doesn't seem to be.
It's a great show.
Yeah, I'm only an episode and a half in. It looks pretty good to me.
Number one on Netflix right now.
How far in are we?
How far do you think?
I'm going to say like an hour 35.
Yeah, about an hour 30. Yeah.
Wow, true. Jesus.
I know.
You're so good at that.
I could just
keep track. I was reading Brandon's prep.
Yeah. Thank you. I think I missed his prep today.
Yeah. Me too.
Enlighten me.
I didn't want us to gap out on the fact that it's the 20th anniversary of Elian Gonzalez.
Ah, yes.
Should and Donato the Fisherman.
Should we call Donato?
They stole Elian's bed.
Didn't we call Donato?
Yeah,
we called Donato about
help
something.
Help me, help me.
He's kind of our Florida-Cuba correspondent.
Well, when I was reading, when I was reading about the 20-year anniversary of it, what really stood out to me...
Donato the Fisherman.
That, right there, Mary Slices. I thought she was like a 40 or 50 year old woman.
No.
She's 21 and pretty hot, right?
She was in bad looking.
Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah.
The fisherman was holding Elian here.
Her voice was a little off putting.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's just like a squeaky clarinet. I always envisioned her looking like Consuela from Family Guy.
I'm trying to peruse Brandon's prep as we speak.
God, that's 20 years. I don't know why it feels longer than that. 20 years.
20 years. Is she in? She's still in Miami, right? And Donato is too. But of course, Elian is still like a hero in Cuba.
We have gotten hold of Donato a couple times.
Oh, he answers all the time.
They broke Elian's bed.
Really, his bed. It's the bed he was sleeping in.
I just caught this in Brand's rep. Mary Kay Letourneau is on dating sites.
Yeah, did you see her? Here's the story. Read some of the quotes from the source.
She doesn't look too bad. I mean, considering she was old when she was with the 12-year-old.
She's never going to do better than Philly.
That's the one that was dating her sixth grade student?
Yes.
Oh, God, she's hideous.
Then she went to jail, and then she got out of jail and married him.
And they had a bunch of kids.
Yeah, and they're happy.
She's had like 8 kids, hasn't she?
Yeah.
58-year-old teacher finds herself single for the first time in a year. She's talking to a few guys. She's interested in someone who is age-appropriate? What?
That's not her type.
Her best shot of happiness is someone close to her age.
Well, maybe, I was going to say, maybe age-appropriate is Villy's way too old. She needs to go back to them 12-year-olds.
For her,
that's
great. Yeah,
I
agree.
Let's see. Oh, Chad from The Bachelor is making porn.
Yeah,
he's like the biggest dick in Bachelor history. I mean, he was the biggest asshole. No one liked him, and then he got off the show, and they tried to put him in Bachelor in Paradise, and they all hated him there. They kicked him out, and then he assaulted his girlfriend like a month ago, and now he's doing porn.
That's the end of him.
I thought he was in real estate, though. What happened to that guy?
He was very successful, he claimed.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that person.
Dina got called out for saying quesadilla?
Yeah, she tweeted about it.
Yes.
Was she just doing the Napoleon Dynamite pronunciation?
Yep.
Well, then she shouldn't have been called out.
I know. That's what she felt, too.
Brandon, were you packing the prep with fluff today just to make it look like there's a lot, or is this all really good stuff?
What don't you like in there? Come on, you know how hard I work on that.
I'm just asking because there's a lot of stuff and I haven't gotten to it all yet.
Did you see the Mr. Skin news? He was in TMZ because he's offering stimulus checks. He's having a competition.
Yeah.
He's offering $1,200 for, I guess, whoever can sketch, draw, or paint celebrities nude.
Nude scenes. I thought it said nude scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to give you $1,200 and then keep it, and then it'll mature, and then he'll sell it for $50,000 later on. No,
Skin can't afford more than $1,200? What's in TMZ?
It's what the market calls for.
That's like $50,000 in advertising right there.
That's what the market calls for.
Does it go on his site then? Like an art gallery?
Yeah, I wonder if he gets the copyright to it, too.
Wow.
Let's see. How much longer can I avoid talking about coronavirus?
There's an Epstein story.
What's up with Epi?
Here's the Epstein story. Epi.
Epi.
Jeffrey Epstein threatened an attorney for his victims by warning him, "I have friends in high places. Somebody's going to get hurt," and putting the lawyer's family under surveillance.
Yeah, that's in that book I'm reading.
Oh, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
How is it so far?
There's a lot of stuff that we all know that's common knowledge. And then there are some intricacies that, oh my God, Epstein was such a dick because he had so much money.
Yeah.
He could just tie up the legal system, and that's really how he got past most of it.
Oh, what a jerk.
You know, isn't it amazing?
Epstein did not kill himself.
Yeah, remember when that was a thing until coronavirus blew it out of the water?
By the way, where's that in-depth investigation Bill Barr was going to do?
Oh, maybe still
on the moon.
And why is Ghislaine still running around, roaming the earth, avoiding coronavirus?
She's free.
She should be in jail with coronavirus, which reminds me, do you see Madonna is sending 100,000 masks to prisons?
Jesus Christ.
Madonna?
How fucking stupid is she? I mean, really? She really that worried about prisoners? Not worried about frontline medical workers, but she's worried about prisoners.
Is she worried about her quid pro general hospital in the country where she stole her children from? Do you know what I'm talking about? Remember, she started a hospital there so she could take those children.
Yeah, but she'd rather help prisoners.
What country was that in Africa?
Was it Liberia or?
Was it, I don't know, Eritrea? I don't know, whatever. I'm going to look it up to see if there's any COVID-19 cases there.
Here's some more Epstein quotes. He called me to tell me. This is the attorney for the victims. Okay.
Malawi.
He called me to tell me, look, I don't like the way you're prosecuting me, and I don't like the way you're trying to undo my immunity deal. You have to understand I have friends in high places. I will drop my lawsuit against you if you will drop everything you're doing against me.
Sounds like a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Edwards held a string of meetings with Epstein in Starbucks in Boca Raton, where the financier told him, Brad, if you keep prosecuting me this way, somebody's going to get hurt. He put my family under surveillance when I called him out, and he said, hey, you put my family under surveillance. You told me you weren't a bad guy. He said, no, I just took you off the surveillance. I didn't realize I had done that. I have a bunch of people who work for me, so see, I'm the good guy. I'll treat you fairly. Let's settle this case.
Wow.
Yeah. He would do that all the time where he'd blame a lawyer for it. The behavior that he, of course, instigated. And then he'd just be like, I'll fire that guy. He never do it. And then he'd just continue. He sued him about, 20, 30 times.
Wow.
I don't, has the legal system always failed this miserably when it comes to bad people being able to use their money for illicit means within the legal system?
Yeah.
It just seems like it gets worse and worse all the time. And I'll give you an example. There was a case which the whole world went apeshit over when that San Francisco supervisor Dan White murdered Harvey Milk and George Moscone.
Yeah.
The mayor and the gay city councilman. And Dan White got these lawyers who put up this amazing defense that he ate too much junk food. Mm-hmm. He was a junk food addict, and that's what made him kill them.
A.K.A. the Twinkie defense.
Yeah, the Twinkie defense. He got he was supposed to serve 9 years, I think, and he served 4 years. He murdered two people in cold blood.
Yep.
Well, not long before he got out, and he committed suicide, I think, 4 years after he got out. Before he killed himself, though, he told another supervisor and I believe a city council person when they were out, I think they were out eating lunch or having drinks or something. And he told them that he meant to murder one more people, essentially saying that, yeah, I planned it all.
Oh,
I wanted to fuck with them because he had resigned from his position. And then he demanded Moscone rescind his resignation. Moscone said no. And Harvey Milk had said, do not take back his resignation because White was a Republican. They didn't like him. And there was another person who also didn't want to rescind his resignation. He wanted to murder all three of them. And he essentially admitted this, which means his defense was a big made-up story.
Got Milk?
Like so many else, so many other defense stories. They're just made-up stories.
Yep.
They just make it up. And if you get somebody who's really a good speaker,
In this Epi book, one of the tactics, the reason why he got that immunity in Florida was he pled guilty to a lesser assault with one of the people who was willingly in a relationship with him, pled guilty to a lesser assault. And then they let him off the hook. They booked him for that one, and he was guilty for that one and let him off all of the other ones.
But if you remember, the state took the case away.
Yeah.
And dropped everything and then moved the sentencing out of town so none of the victims would go and get to have their say or know about the settlement. And he said, we tried to call him. It was on a Friday and we had the court Monday. Well, who goes to court Monday when you settle something on a Friday? No, they were just fucking the people over. It was a conspiracy. Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. So I'm watching Gretchen today, and first of all, does she have any humanity at all? Have you guys watched any of the press conferences?
I've watched a lot of them, yeah.
I mean, do you feel warmed at all, or do you feel any personal touch, or just feel like it's someone reading something?
It's reading a script.
Yeah, she lacks the kind of
empathy.
Not empathy, but maybe
she lacks humanity. She seems like a robot to me.
Yeah, there's no.
I mean, like Cuomo,
no
you can
charisma.
Tell.
Yeah,
no charisma. Cuomo's talking off the top of his head. You can tell he's good on his feet.
Yeah,
he expresses some degree of emotion that is real.
He talks about the positive. He talks about the negative.
Yeah,
in a very free form type of way.
Gretchen never leaves the script, and the script is always okay.
Doesn't have to because there's no real questions.
First of all, she thanks the media, which is like. When a politician is thanking the media, then something is wrong. Either the media is not doing their job, or, Well, people to go and say, all news is fake news. I don't agree with that either. But when a politician is thanking the media, isn't that kind of scary?
Well, I mean, the media to her, though, are those three people that work for her that ask the questions, right?
I suppose.
Anyway,
the press conference starts, and I think this whole setup has been so unprofessional. Generally, first you had the tank tops half off table they borrowed from Target with the old tablecloth.
That set is long gone.
I think
she's listening to the podcast.
Today she starts out behind a podium, so she's taking advice. But it's out of focus for like the first 10 seconds. Did you notice that? It was out of focus. It was like, what is going on here?
I didn't see that.
It was awful.
What?
So then she starts out talking about how, you know, we're doing really well compared to other states on social distancing. And she puts this map up that has states with different colors. And Michigan's blue, which means we get a B for social distancing. It's like, wait, we're in the top five in deaths. We were in the top three in cases. How can we be doing that well? I mean, it just seems like it's a big spin pile of bullshit. So the media's been so wonderful. And then,
well, Michigan's a beautiful state. I think you like it a lot.
Oh, I've been waiting for that drop. I love that drop. Then, you know, as she sort of gives the rundown on what's going on, and, you know, hey, it's all great, man. There's nothing. This is the part that really bothers me the most. There's nothing about the economy. She is the governor of the state of Michigan. We have now. Let's see. I wrote it down somewhere.
Here's the opening of her press conference.
Everything is fine.
I think she did end up talking about it, according to the story I read.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah, she started.
You mean, you're talking about the cuts, the government cuts, or are you talking about the 29% unemployment?
Well, not that, but just her plan of opening eventually, and it really sounds like she does not want to open anytime soon.
No, she doesn't. She said she's going to extend it one more time, which is
beyond
people are going to be pissed.
Beyond May 1st.
By the way,
that's going to backfire on her big time.
This is not to say that what someone should do. Someone at a higher pay grade. I hate that when people say that. Someone at a higher pay grade needs to determine this, not me. But this science has to be balanced against real life.
We've talked about it a million times.
If we're going to eradicate this virus till there's no one who has it and it's gone, well, we'll all be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be nothing. There'll be no work. There'll be no jobs. There'll be nothing. I'll be like Will Smith in I Am Legend. I'm carrying my gun around and Layla. Ready to shoot us both if I run into those crazy people.
I have to say, driving a Mustang through the middle of New York City in a cornfield seemed pretty cool.
It did look kind of cool. I don't like seeing trees growing out of the street, though. That kind of bums me out.
There seemed to be more information. She had a Zoom call with the Small Business Association of Michigan where she did tell them, she did tell them to start preparing to get back to work. But, you know, doesn't it seem like they're just going to just go backwards in the order that they shut everything down, so it'll still be...
Right, it'll still be half-ass for a while.
Yeah, well, it kind of has to be. You're not going to start having big gatherings or anything like that.
As we currently stand, 29% of Michiganders are either furloughed, laid off, or unable to work. 27.3% have filed for unemployment. And by the way, of the people who are working, they say they plan to not spend money in quite the way they used to. Which is, I mean, all this is shit. 69% of the people laid off, furloughed, or unable to work. So 70% of the 20 to 30%, you know, which is, that would be 20%. 20% of the people who work in the state say that they face catastrophic to major financial impact very soon. As in, you know, unable to pay mortgage or whatever it might be. I don't know what that might be. I'm sure for some it's I don't have any money for food.
It's probably different for everyone, but yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, what you call catastrophic. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You know, we've got Beaumont just laid off 2,500 people. The hospitals, this is really fucking with the hospitals.
Sure.
You know, they have a lot of people who are permanently, jobs that are permanently gone. Yeah. As for the government... As you pointed out earlier,
no, they're fine.
Budget deficit about $3.5 billion so far because there's no sales tax coming because people aren't buying shit the way they buy it. People aren't paying gas taxes. You know all those things that add up. Well,
income tax too. mean, that's going to take quite the
hit. Income tax. And so today, property tax, too, when property values go down, which is sure to follow. When she says that there, she feels
nice attitude.
So terrible. No, this is not
Buzzkill.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's real life, though.
This I'm is just the bad, trying to point this out.
This is the bad part of the movie.
When she says, and she says, I just hate to do this. This is the thing I most don't want to say today. And this is after she thanks everyone, you know, the state workers who are working so hard to keep us essential, who, you know, some are emailing me saying we play video games all day and, you know, on social media and fuck around until we see the clock hits 4:30. So she thanks the shit out of them.
Stupid government.
In the same category as the first responders, by the way, which I don't know. I didn't like that. But anyway.
No, not at all.
She then says, oh, and this is the worst thing. I still want to say this. We're going to have to furlough people for 10 days at a time, state employees, and they're going to be automatically put on unemployment, which would it be nice if
anybody could be,
automatically put on unemployment?
Sure.
And they're going to keep their health care, but we're so sorry about this. And I guess, did you say it's going to save $5 million?
That's according to the paper, yeah.
Okay, and that million. Would be out of the $3.5 billion that the state is out of from being this long.
It's more just the optics of
I would say it's smaller than a drop in the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why hasn't she been cutting stuff as we go along? Like we all have to with our little businesses, our small businesses, where we have to take action immediately or we're just fucked.
What stuff can she cut versus the legislature? I mean, I honestly don't know that answer.
Well, she cut 10% of her pay. That was pretty dramatic.
Yeah, that saves the state $15,000.
Yeah.
Which I guess could be half of a job. I don't know.
You know, as I'm reading, and I think Noel Finley was writing about it today. He always has an interesting take. I believe it was Noel that said the rainy day fund has $1.2 billion. So they can immediately just inject that, which, okay. Of course, we don't have that luxury, but she does. But then she's still got $2.3 billion to cut somehow.
Well,
so I don't know.
You know where that money's going to come from or is going to have to come from is the feds.
Probably.
Good luck for her getting money from this administration right now.
I'm very intrigued how the government can just keep printing money like this. We've never printed money like this before.
Sure.
It seems to me historically when you do this, you run into this thing called inflation where money isn't worth very much anymore because there's so much of it out there.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing backing it.
Half the money's in bonds, which a lot of, you know.
Oh, can I just make one other side note about Michigan? The $3.5 billion in bonds that Gretchen was going to sell in order to fix the damn roads. Well, our lending quotient is going to go down a bit, and that's kind of a pipe dream right now. Not to mention the fact that
we
want another $3.5 billion in debt now.
As you were talking about, I was thinking she could just walk off the podium and go to, I don't know, whoever the lackey is next to her. At least I don't have to fix the damn roads, huh?
Well, no, she doesn't.
Gonna fix it. She was not going to be able to fix the damn roads. And now she doesn't have
that cover.
This is the part I love. At the end of all this, when we're all fucked, and I hope we're not all fucked, but I just feel like we're fucked, is when people like Gretchen Whitmer are just going
to... Buzzkill!
And Trump and everyone else is going to go, oh, man, sorry about this. It's COVID-19's fault. What was I going to do?
Well, they could have been prepared on every level.
Exactly.
But, you know,
amen.
Well, true, they could have been prepared. However, you know, when you look at, there's a lot of countries who are going through the same thing we're going through. And I think the problem, and I read, somebody wrote an interesting editorial on this, and I'll see if I can find it. Maybe I'll put it up. It was about how the pain that we're going through and the pain that Spain and Italy and France and the UK, by the way, how bad is the UK? I never hear anything about the UK.
Maybe they're all dead.
Well, they were very late, very late. I mean, they were, what,
2 weeks
after us or something?
Yeah, no.
Anyway, they were suggesting that, you know, all of this talk of, and this was going around Europe, too, you know, you should have shut down, blah, blah. And the point the writer was trying to make was, you mean to tell me that when there were, you know, 24 cases of COVID-19 and you had shut the country down, that people would have said, oh, okay. No, they would have said, what are you fucking talking about? I don't see anything different.
So the UK has 18,000 deaths, 133,000 cases confirmed, and Boris Johnson is too frightened from his coronavirus scare to ease any of the lockdown they have going on there. But they do feel like they might have reached their peak of the outbreak. So,
Boy, that was fast.
He's suppressed.
Did he suppress the reporting of all of that, though? Is that
Remember, there was that one story where deaths for the in the UK for the month of, I believe, March was up by 6,000. And at that time, they only had 3,000 coronavirus tests because you don't count them unless they test positive. So the thought is, wow, we have 6,000 more deaths for this month. What could that be attributed to if you die at home? And that's kind of a problem throughout the world. You don't count it unless...
But there are also all the cases that we don't know about.
No, I know, which
make your death rate a lot lower.
Which is why it's hard to really pinpoint.
Yeah, no, it is.
The death rate. And hopefully, there are a ton of cases we don't know about, and people have...
And I haven't seen the April numbers. Antibodies. But, yeah. You know, it was weird to see Michigan had less deaths in March of 2020 than in 2019 in March. That's very strange. April, I'm sure, will not probably provide the same kind of number. But... the point the person was making, actually, I think they were talking about the UK, was that had he just shut it down when everyone said he should have, when there were hardly any cases, that people said, what the fuck are you doing? There's nothing going on. There's nobody in the emergency rooms. There's no one dying. And so was that really realistic, or did some of these countries have to go through this because it's almost like a natural and I'm not trying to make excuses for anyone, including our country, but I think there is something to that.
Well, I mean,
how do you shut everything down when no one is affected?
Well, the hard thing is...
Well, if nobody's affected, though, like at the beginning where they're a small amount affected and they have a test for it, then they can keep all the people who are affected in one place away from everyone else and prevent it from spreading.
No, you make a great point.
And here's the missing link.
By the way, Tom Hanks has donated his blood, so he's an antibody donor.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
So perfect.
Thank you, Tom. I'm sure that no one civilian has done that.
Nobody's Hanks in movies.
Why do I hate what they're calling them?
I just hate celebrities right now. I just hate them. I don't want to hear their shit.
Why do we know that?
I know exactly. I feel the same
probably because he has the best PR department in Chet Hayes.
Is Chet Hayes have any recent posts? I'd love to see a Chet Hayes post. That would lighten things up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Brandon will pull it up.
The only good thing about the celebrities is the fact that they are kind of pushing influencers out because they're doing all of the influencers' jobs.
Good point.
By creating content and being on Skype and doing weird things from home. Now they're the ones doing it, so all the influencers are losing. Obviously, they've been losing all their advertisers too.
Well, it's kind of fun to see influencers scrapping for their lives. This is my job. Oh, God, your job, taking selfies.
So the UK shut down pretty much on March? Is it March 21st?
It sounds about right, maybe. They were late. Seems like they were the last.
Italy a disaster then?
Yeah, Italy was a terrible
shape. Boris Johnson
shut down before we did.
He was kind of a denier in a little bit. Boris Johnson was, and it was like, And the problem is, if you do it right, it's going to look like there's no cases.
I got breaking news.
You know?
Oh, what's your breaking news, man?
The breaking news is Chet Hanks has deleted most of his posts.
What?
No.
Is he turning over a new leaf? Did he get fired by his mom and dad for being spokesperson? Does he have a shirt yet?
Oh, let's see.
He's got a vest. Cool.
Cooped up inside the house
right now, but crank it.
Can turn on your mic there, Chet.
And I came to a spot that I've come to for a long time. Ever since I was a kid, everyone from the Palisades knows this spot. It's called the top of the world. Check it out.
He's on top of a mountain.
Oh my God, he's so.
I love that drop.
Back in the day, we used to come up here to get high. And now I come up here when I want to clear my head and reflect on things.
It's funny that he thinks.
While I'm high.
And
everything I've come up here a lot of times in my life
when it felt like I just couldn't take another second being inside my own mind.
I know, being Tom Hanks' kid is so hard.
Thoughts.
Tough life.
I would come up here. In recent times, I come up here when I wanted to get high.
Well, when he wanted to get high? What, is he not getting high
fuck
anymore?
Everything.
Whoa.
But I couldn't.
But I couldn't.
Wow. I couldn't step backwards like that. So
are you
okay? Come up here.
Well, maybe he is sober.
This is a long video. You still got.
I think a lot of us might be going.
Shit, you still got 3.5 minutes to go.
I will not miss one word.
A lot
of
us might be at a point right now.
I want to hear every insipid thought in
this
head.
Quarantine. We're all feeling all cooped up, anxious, depressed, and we're feeling like we would do just about anything to get a ticket out of our head. But we can't.
Nice attitude.
Because everything's shut down.
Really heavy, man.
You really are just left with yourself.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Sometimes you can feel like you need to escape your own self, your own thoughts. And that's why me and my boy Drew decided to release this song now for our group.
Cool.
That's why we decided this was a good time to, that out.
Can we give you any money for it?
I feel like a lot of people might be going through that right now with their mental health, their emotional health, their spiritual health.
Is good as Nick Lachey.
You're struggling right now, so
I hope it's
this is a good time to put it out. And if you've noticed, I've taken everything off my Instagram.
Yeah, we did.
Because,
fucking shit.
You know, over the last couple months, I've gained attention just from social media.
What?
And that's cool. You know what I mean? I like to goof around.
Why don't you delete it all?
You know, clown around. But the truth is that that shit's not important to me.
What?
I don't care to be an Instagram personality. I'm an artist.
But he's saying this on Instagram.
My music and acting.
He's an artist.
Just focus on my song. Give me some streams, man.
I just kind of wipe the slate clean.
Okay.
I'm very important.
I want to give this music the attention that it deserves.
He's so heavy.
I put my soul into it.
I put kind of a big deal.
My blood, sweat.
He's heavier than Tom Hanks at his heaviest.
Extra content. This is like, it's my soul, you know?
Do you know who I am?
The attention that it deserves.
This post is a definition of
you know, me,
so deep.
My own struggles, my own mental health. It's no secret
that
I've had my struggles. But the whole bunch of shit. And you know what?
Being
at the
rich?
End of the day,
I shouldn't
all the problems that I've ever had in life
time.
Have been for one reason.
Because you're...
Myself.
Whoa.
I've been the cause of all my problems.
Wow.
All my miseries.
I feel sorry for you.
I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah, so what's your point?
And it took me a long time to realize that. Because you can... You can always find some way to make yourself feel like a victim of your circumstances.
Whoa.
But the truth is...
You're a victim of yourself. Nobody can change that. That's kind
of
cool. It's a permanent victim position.
In your life, your miseries, your joys. It all depends on you.
It sounds like
all lands on your shoulders.
Chet just can't get out of his own way, man. It's terrible.
So that's why I've realized that when I get to a point... Where I would do just about anything to get a ticket out of my head.
Yeah.
Instead of running and trying to escape it with drugs. Where did he get this ticket out of his head?
I don't know. There's plenty of space in there.
I just realized that the only true escape is to go inward.
Whoa. Wait, go back in your head?
To face everything.
I'm so confused.
I thought you had a ticket out!
To look yourself in the mirror.
Did you get a ticket back in?
You can't walk away, man. He's got
to
confront it.
Put the pieces
together. His own self.
Human. Because if you do that, you won't need an escape. Because what you'll have is a liberation.
Whoa!
The only way out is in. So if you're looking for a ticket out of your head right now, just know that.
Stop talking about your head.
Yeah, enough with the ticket out of your head, Dick.
It drops tonight at midnight.
Cool!
Heads
up! West.
Oh, so it's not about the song.
And stay tuned for much, much more. Because we got a whole album coming out.
Wait, I thought you weren't going to do Instagram anymore.
Stay safe.
Wow. Very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
Where's the song? Is the song available yet?
It's got to be. Was that last night?
That can't be today, is it?
That was last week. So
what?
Okay, let's find the song. The song is, because that's the holy grail, is the song. Yeah. The song is going to explain all those heavy things, all about getting a ticket out of your head,
getting
a ticket back into your head.
I hope it's called, Space in My Head or something. There's got to be something about head.
Ticket out of my head.
Maybe
it's called Ticket Out My Head. I think so. That's what this right here is. It's
oh, please
hashtag
crack it.
Ticket
oh, it's
out
on Spotify.
Head.
Okay, I'll open up
I've never wanted to hear a song more. Never.
Oh my God, how trite.
Kick it out my head.
Kick it out.
Streaming now on Spotify, Apple Music,
fucking
and SoundCloud.
Cool, man.
So is this group called Something Out West? Does that sound right?
Yep, that's it.
Sounds like Patience.
Sounds like a it does. And a number one hit.
What's the price for the ticket of my head?
Fucking shit.
I got an open-ended ticket.
Got a ride out. Can I go out? The candles in the wind.
Candles in the wind? Is that what he said?
Stunk should be called plagiarism. Yeah.
Looking for a one-way ticket in the middle of the night for a flight going out of my head. Been lost in the woods so long, no torch to light the footsteps leading out of my bed. I'll
wait,
pay
is
the
this
bed.
Chet?
Yeah, that's Chet.
No second thoughts, no looking back. While the train roll on to the light of day, I'll be riding that one-way ticket through the middle of the night on the train going out of my head to the run of the tracks. I'll be wearing the bag, put my hat pulled down and my feet kicked back. Bandana tied so it's sea pitch black. Got a mad black truck with the seat kicked back. Always on the lookout for a sneak attack.
Does the rap not fit the music?
That's okay.
Brandon? Isn't that kind of weird? It just sort of came out of nowhere.
One way.
Shouldn't the song thump a little more?
Sounds like a number one tune already.
Is he black?
No.
Oh, okay. Why is he talking that way?
Ticket. One way. Ticket.
Take a look for that price. Thought I paid it already, but I wrote them dice. Just for old times.
Did I do good, daddy?
Need second sight. Devil's pie took a second slice.
Never remember my dad, he was in Forrest Gump.
Stranded hair on a desert island made from the sands. All my sleep was nice. Looking at the stars, trying to read the lights. Better than another neon sign. Feeling like we're living in the end of time. Better take my ass home for a hit of wine.
No! No more!
No, stop it. Sour grapes had to clip the vine, nip the bud, now I sip the wine. Dish my love, cause you wish me dying. Fade the black back to several times. Can't
fucking
do that.
Shit.
Stay on track, sometimes life's too mystifying. Yeah, but I ain't gonna take that one way ticket that'll take me home. Gotta be here on Wednesday, cause I know Thursday's gone. Train along.
I like the old days when celebrities' kids had to actually get a record deal with a record company.
Well, you don't need a record deal anymore.
I know, but it weeded out so much shit like this. I mean, we'd have never had to hear this in the old days, although I love this song. I'm so glad we played it.
You should have learned how to suffer goddamn bit.
If the drops were in the song, I think it would be listable. By the way, somebody told me their kid apparently heard the drop a few times and actually repeated gay fucking shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
and so I wrote back and I said, well, was there a pause between gay and fucking shit? He said, yes.
I don't know why I like pausing it. It just fits so well.
I love the pause.
Yeah, I think it's showing frustration at what they're doing.
Gay. Oh, my God.
Fucking shit.
Well, speaking of celebrity kids, there is a very, very, very important story that broke today.
Okay.
I mean, this is big because it basically has put the blame of coronavirus, put the blame of what's happening in the world today, all on the shoulders of Gen X.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Gen X.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So
what else are we going to do next?
Please explain. I'm on board so far.
So have you ever heard of Maya Hawke?
No.
Coronavirus!
Who's Maya Hawke is.
Why are you delivering this in such a slow manner?
She was in Stranger Things Part 3. She played Robin. She is the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
Oh, Ethan Hawke's daughter. She's got to be important and deep.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. She also has a huge rack. She did an interview with Nylon. I'm not sure.
What's her first name, Brandon? What's her first name? Maya Hawke?
Maya.
Oh,
Maya?
Beautiful name. Maya. That's exactly what I would have named my kid.
Okay, so here's an excerpt from her interview. It's a pretty long interview.
What is this half-assed rag that it's in?
Nylon.
Holy cow, what a rack!
All this talk about past and future of Hollywood.
I think that rack has caused her to believe that people need to hear anything she says.
Brandon, any point you have now is just ruined now that Drew has seen her boobs.
Well, I discovered those boobs months ago, and I'm pretty sure that I brought them up and showed everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she's really pretty, too.
By the way, she has new boobs.
By the way, she has a new single out. I'm not joking.
Again, wasn't it great when record companies weeded out all this crap and said, nah, I don't care what your name is. Your music sucks.
All right, go ahead, Brandon.
I'm not putting it out.
I want to know how Gen X screwed everybody.
Stop again. Focusing on the areolas, and let's just, this is the meat and potatoes.
Oh, I didn't even check Mr. Skin. Is she nude somewhere?
I don't think so, but you can find her if you Google
look.
So she's struggling to envision her life past COVID. Now, remember, she is an actress. She's been in some pretty big things, including Stranger Things, and she's going to have a lot of opportunities, you know, being the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. Mm-hmm. So it just seems impossible. I can't even envision the future. It just sounds a million years away. I was talking to my friend the other day, and we're so annoyed at our Gen X parents. Mm. Their generation had it so easy. They were all just high and driving around in cool gas guzzling cars, destroying our environment and voting for the wrong people, and having no wars, no plagues, no pandemics.
No.
I mean,
fuck off.
We're in our 20s.
She's such a student
we're
of
supposed
history.
To be having fun. We're supposed to be doing drugs and partying. But instead, Gen Z, we're going to SoulCycle and we're trying to outlive our planet. We have a horrible president.
Trying to outlive our
really
planet.
Irritating. Gen X fucked us. Mic drop.
Yep. Sorry, Gen Z.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure where to start with that. Except, why does she think that Gen X didn't have any wars?
I don't know. Because, I don't know.
It's pretty humorous. Pretty
because we don't talk about it all the time like her generation does.
And this is Maya Hawke, who's been given a career by virtue of her genes and her name.
Do you think it burns her dad, Ethan, that she probably has a more successful music career than he does?
Yes, very much.
There is light in little rooms.
Oh, nice.
Watercolors, camera moves.
Gay.
Fooling you into the
fucking shit.
Even my little life's a wish.
She's got big boobs.
Growing up, a memory.
Cool. That's about all we need to hear from her.
Yeah.
That reminds
me. Chad Hanks to kiss each other.
She's like two cantaloupes squeezed into a garden hose.
Those tubes could take her a long way, though. I mean,
Trudy,
just saying.
They'd probably have a kid, another, there'd be a celebrity grandkid who would be more entitled. There is
the
a
last
new.
Time I saw a pair of jugs that big, two hillbillies were blowing up.
There is a brand new song coming out on Friday that I'm so excited for. Here is the teaser from it. See if you can figure out who one of the artists is.
Oh, it's Methane! Gotta be Methane!
It's, the song is called Flatulent Bass, and it comes out April 23rd. And he's been teasing it on his face on his
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, on his YouTube.
Wow. I was going to extend the show to Friday if we had to.
Oh, listen to it.
It's got to be some blasts in there, I hope.
Midnight tonight. I'm sorry, Drew. Yeah, midnight.
Oh, midnight tonight. That's
wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Cool.
Wait, is this another teaser? Oh, premieres in 24 minutes because it's midnight. In England!
No way. No way!
You have another 24 minutes in
how
you?
Far in are we?
2:15.
Oh,
I don't know if I have 24
minutes.
Should we just
read
my brother's text
open the
message?
Show with it.
We could just tag it on the end.
And
post if you want us to.
I'll read my brother's text. We'll see if how many minutes that leads to. I asked him if I could get an update on his view of things, and I asked if he's following Sweden, by the way.
Your doctor brother?
Yes. And then he answered, first of all, the present approach is like saying we just discovered there's a new sexually transmitted disease, so we are making sex illegal until it goes away. Second of all, you're now destroying people's future, security, businesses, livelihood, and more. How long can small businesses stay shut down and survive? How long can families whose parents are not at work maintain financial stability before they have to sell their house or move or something of that sort? These health experts live in ivory towers. Their jobs aren't going away. Do they have perspective? How long will it take the airline industry, the entertainment industry, the restaurant industry, many others to recover from this? How long will destroying the country to depression count for anything here? And then he says, try this on. Herd immunity approach. Let's use a number that we need 60% of the people to get the disease and therefore be immune. For there to be herd immunity, let's also make the assumption that the disease kills about 0.5% of the people that contract it. That's probably not far off. We know that we aren't picking up most people that are infected with it because they're minimally symptomatic. We're probably picking up the majority of the deaths. Most experts think 0.5% for the fatalities, so that's 1 in 200, right? Mm-hmm. They get it?
Yep.
Is probably about right. Children and young people typically get very minor symptoms and never get tested. Under this scenario, everybody's allowed to do whatever they want, which he points out is not how we have to do it, but he's just saying if everyone just did whatever the fuck they want and went to concerts and all that. With this approach, there'd be about 900,000 deaths in the United States. Sounds bad at first. The way he says it. We're probably going to come close to 100,000 as it is now.
To that point, I'm really intrigued. So you're talking about 800,000 deaths. And just throwing it out there, I wonder what the economic, who these people are and what the economic.
The die?
Yeah.
We'll get into that.
Well, okay.
Do you remember?
Because if they're older, they probably aren't in the, you know, they're probably not working age. Right.
Do remember, however, that is only 0.3% of the population, and the vast majority are likely near the end of their lives anyway. I know it sounds heartless. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my analogy that the president
sounds like he works for an insurance company.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Which is what they do. They do risk analysis. Sure. They decide, is this going to cost us to have to fire half our company because we don't recall this defective bumper? Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to kill 19 people out of every, 10,000 that buy our car, or is the lawsuits that we pay for these people, is that going to be less money than the amount of the recall to put a new bumper on every fucking car we made?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. I'll go back to my analogy that the present approach is like saying, since there's a new sexually transmitted disease, we're making sex illegal until it goes away. That's not what you would do. What you would do is find the cases and you trace their context and selectively quarantine. The operative word is
Amen.
Selectively. We've done a horrible job in testing and tracing contacts. We'll also have that is the ultimate problem with what we're doing, is that we're not really identifying.
And our hospitals weren't.
Totally no, they're not. They're not set up for this.
Could be. Yeah.
We'll also be a much better idea as we start doing serology testing, which will show how many people have actually been infected, and we'll pick up on the missed cases due to minimum symptomology. This is where you look at the blood and for antibodies to the virus, which shows previous infection.
They already started doing that in L.A. a lot. Didn't they find about a lot more had it, which is kind of what he alluded to earlier in the text?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing 36,000 serology tests at DMC hospitals.
Oh, they
Michigan
are.
Too.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weird thing is, and we were talking about this, that it seems like people my age, my brother's 5 years older than me, that we tend to sort of be willing to accept that, hey, we'll take responsibility for ourselves. You know, we realize we're more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like more older people feel that way. But it seems like younger people are more like, I don't want to die. But
that's
not,
interesting.
They're not really I wonder, has there been a poll on that? Because the younger people aren't really at risk.
No, it seems like because they feel like they're not really at risk, they don't understand how they can spread it to other people while being asymptomatic. Although I think everybody knows that now.
I mean, there are the dumb people. Obviously, they're the idiots who don't, like we talked to Jonah and he said, I'm 40, I don't have to worry about it.
How's Jonah doing?
He's a big fuck you. Or are the young people so worried about their parents dying? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because whose basement are they going to live in?
Exactly.
My hawk certainly isn't.
No. I just feel like, I can take care of myself. If it's about individual responsibility, I will take responsibility for myself. If I die, it's my fucking fault. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't wearing a mask because I did something, that was.
But in a weird way,
stupid.
In a weird way, did it take the last 3 weeks for a lot of people to get to that point to realize, like, oh shit, I need to wear a mask? Because I knew a lot of people that were like, I ain't fucking wearing a mask. I'm not wearing gloves. And now I think everybody knows, if you go out maybe for a while, you might want to wear a mask and gloves.
There's still people, by the way, who don't.
Oh, I know.
Who are stubborn and feel like, I don't do that. But that was the point of the editorial I was reading about how, we have all these cases, but we kind of, a lot of people had to go through this to realize how serious this is and to start taking precautions like staying away from other people and wearing masks and such. And so now, you know, maybe we did have to go through that to get to this point, but we are at this point. And in fact, I mean, Trudy, let me ask you, do you feel like, look, I can take care of myself?
Yeah, I do.
I think most people who are at risk probably feel that way. The people that are really screwed are the people in retirement homes and, you know, these nursing homes.
Helpless, yeah.
Yeah, which is so sad. But that's a big, and we have 45,000 deaths. How many are people in those positions?
A lot. Oh, I mean, nationwide, it's a lot.
It seems like, I don't mean to be a dick, but it seems like that, shouldn't that be subtracted from the total, kind of?
Well, no, it would be interesting to see the prime working age, 25, 54.
How many healthy, under 50 people are dying? People who take care of themselves.
Well, just in general. I mean, wouldn't you like to see the main workforce, 25, 54? Prime working age, they call it.
Yep.
How many of those are sick or pulled out of the economy?
I mean,
My only annoyance is, it's like, look, we'll get there. It's not going to take that much longer. I really don't think so. You're going to hear doctors and scientists say, there's no cure for 18 months. And everyone freaks out and thinks that we're going to have to be closed that long. And that's not the case.
We probably aren't that far away.
It's a balance.
You know, the states that are opening up, there's been a lot of, I was watching CNN today, and there's a lot of bitching about, these are states that should not be opening up.
Yeah.
It's too early. There's going to be a second wave.
Based on federal guidelines, yeah.
And
shouldn't they just shut the door, shut down I-75 and not let Georgia leave Georgia?
This was America, Trudy.
Shut it down.
Well, I really, honestly, if states are going to make their own decisions, it almost seems like their borders should be closed. That if nothing else, we say, look, you cannot leave your state without a permission from the governor.
Build a wall around Georgia.
however, you know, what is not pointed out, and this is what bothers me sometimes, is how much are we losing every day? How many jobs are lost? How much of the federal budget deficit gets lost? Because those numbers are huge. When nobody goes to work, those numbers are gigantic, and it's not really factored in.
I think it is factored in.
Well, people are trying to factor in, but they get shouted down.
No. You don't think
you don't believe in science.
You don't think, well, no, but it's that balance of science versus
economy. There isn't balance. Science is running the show.
Oh, I don't feel that way. Maybe with when you watch Whitmer, because that's all she talks about. But you got to. I'm just telling you, she had a full on meeting with the Small Business Association of Michigan. But I don't know how.
Oh, I'm sure she's under a lot of pressure. The question is,
is she
going
to listen 70% to science and 30% to business? Is it going to be 50-50? You know.
Well, that's where we're going to.
That's above my pay grade.
Some people. We'll make the wrong decision. Some people make the right decision. We don't know who they are. That's the crazy thing about it. I mean, it's just interesting to imagine in 10 years what will be said about the decisions that were made now.
You're right.
Because I don't think, I'm going to be a dick, I don't think there's going to be a lot of hullabaloo over 80,000 people dying, 100,000 people. I don't think that's not going to be a big deal.
Really?
Well, if the economy craters for 5 years, that is a big deal.
Most economists don't feel it's going to be 5 years.
Well,
most just don't.
Again, I mean, garbage in, garbage out. Do we really know? Do economists always get it right?
Of course not.
And by the way,
do scientists get it right with their models? No.
Does government always get it right?
Who?
Government?
No. That's the part that worries me is now we're counting on government to bail us out of this shit. And, you know, I watched Greta Thunberg today and I go, you know, I don't really, if I'm depending on her, which is a silly concept, but I don't want to depend on her at all. I want to just do my thing, and which is we're doing, fortunately for us, and we have advertisers. I mean, we're very fortunate in that respect.
So, but look, going back to, and I hate comparing it to 2008 because it's very different set of circumstances before the economy just blew up there. But remember how the bailout of the big banks and everyone just blew a shit fit and there was the 99...
I hate banks!
99%ers and just the money they threw at banks and what a problem it was.
Yeah, and how they weren't supposed to get any bonuses and they all took fucking huge bonuses. Just like Disney, Abigail Disney. Did you hear her reaming Disney today?
No.
Disney has protected $1.5 billion in executive bonuses and they've let go 100,000 employees. I know.
But that doesn't sound very Disney of them.
I know.
Are they trying to qualify for that small business loan too?
yeah, that's why they're cutting so many.
Disney, though, this is the thing. They don't know. I mean, because of the way this whole thing has unfolded and the panic and the fear and the social distancing, you know, there's reality and there's also the extra fear and the extra, you know, paranoia, which may or not, we don't know how real that is.
Yeah. It's really funny though, because, you know, those theme parks aren't going to open until next summer.
Shuttered. They're virtually shuttered, and that is a lot of money. That's like a third of Disney's revenue.
But licensing, movies.
Oh yeah,
Disney
no.
Plus,
well, fortunately, Disney Plus,
ABC, ESPN.
No, they've got some great things going on. But Disney, I read the numbers the other day. It was like $80 billion, and $25 billion of it was from those parks.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell me that's not going to hurt some people. I refuse to believe that. So, well, you know, the question is, how do you measure the pain these people are going through?
Those executives are going, hey, what is it, $1.8 billion?
$1.5 billion.
Yeah, $1.5, that's a drop in the bucket. what's that going to save?
No big deal.
We're not going to take our 10%.
Exactly. Out of $25
billion. Get out of my office. Yeah.
Have we eaten up 24 minutes yet?
12 minutes left. I'm watching the countdown clock. I just wrote on the YouTube page, let's go, I can't wait anymore. Why can't he return our call? I think it's because he's been too wrapped up in Flatulent Bass.
Yeah,
which is a song with something called Kindnun. Is that that must be a DJ? Okay. Oh, a French DJ, mix master, and producer, Kindnun.
Whoa!
And then he put emojis on here. Is that a backpack times a guy in a costume plus wind equals fire? we can always tag it on to the end if you want.
I got to search. I was searching Mr. Methane on my DMs, and I couldn't find him yesterday.
Because he's blowing us off, man. He's friends with Kindnun now, or Noon. It's Kindnun.
Fuck. Has he ever been there from? Oh, wait. Here he is. Mr. Methane.
Drew.
Okay. I'm sending him a DM. I'm sending him a DM.
that he can ignore.
Now, he's actually pretty good. Methane!
Well, he's probably sitting. I mean, he's waiting for his song to drop, right?
Yeah.
I don't see him in here, but, you know.
Do you have...
What I hope the song is. Suck now.
Phone call.
It's time. He's really building it up.
Let's go.
It's not nearly going to be as deep as Chet Hayes' thoughts.
Oh, my God. That was... Wait. Comments, please, about the check. That could eat up 12 minutes, because I could laugh my ass off hearing comments from people going, oh, my God, Chet, I'm so worried about you.
Oh, yeah, good call.
And I thought of some other comments.
There's only 731 comments on his deep thoughts. Hashtag talking out of my head. Is it talking out of my head, Brandon?
Should be talking out of my ass.
No, take it out of my head.
Take it out of my head. But wait, he wanted to go back in his head.
He did.
So he get his hand stamped when he left his head? So you can return?
Hopefully. You're such a wristband person.
Oh, wait. Brandon's reading them. Let's go.
I appreciate you opening up. I know someone needed to hear that.
Opening up?
Why do young people like opening up so much? It's all they talk about on these shows. I haven't opened up enough.
Well, they're on a journey, Drew.
You used to go there to get high, and now you go there to get God.
Well, that's pretty deep.
Oh, boy. Heavy.
Brother, what you need to do is hit me up with a donation since you celebrities care so much about the people like me. The direct approach. This is so powerful and it's so much needed when so much crazy stuff is going on in the world. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I like this comment. Did you see this comment? Where's that at? Here's this comment.
Gay fucking shit.
Dog, you took the words right out of my mouth.
No,
5 minutes of words.
Oh my God. That's a
great... Dog.
Oh man. A lot. So much of it's about his parents too. That's what's really funny. 76,000 views.
Oh God. How pathetic.
It's pretty crazy.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Okay.
Did me think it back to you?
I'm looking for the Detroiters
story,
because that story had some incredible comments.
What Drew's talking about is Tim Robinson from the Detroiters show.
So it snubbed us so badly.
Yeah. It's still funny, though. But they took
the footage of Operation Gridlock up in Lansing, and he inserted himself as a very mad participant. Did you guys see it or no? Should I play it?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that funny.
Well, I've told you before.
It's like a 10-mile story over, I don't know, anything. I mean, it's funny, but
I just laugh whenever he yells. I don't know why. I feel like
seemed like they were blowing him to me.
Jeez, I think he was mad at the.
Well, play it. No, just play it. So let's see how much maybe Trudy and.
Oh,
Brandon
you shit all. It's not going to be funny.
They may split a kidney over it.
It's not going to be funny. Trudy left, so that doesn't count. I don't know where she went. She went to go take a dump. She just disappeared off her camera. Brandon's just tired and burnt. Look at him. He's leaning on his hand.
I'm fine.
Are you having a bad day, Brandon? When's the last time you left your house?
Today.
Oh, where'd you go?
Go shopping?
So
did you drop Kristen off?
He's laughing. This must be a good story.
So I was hungry, and you know, I've been making nothing but food from here that we get, you know, from the grocery store, and I just felt like having some fucking junk food. So I left today to go to McDonald's.
Ooh.
Well, that sounds essential.
I had a number one with a Coke and an additional really six piece.
Somebody compromised now.
Sounds really good. What'd you get, Kristen?
I didn't get her anything.
Did she know that you left?
She was very angry at me for leaving. I offered to pick her up something, but she didn't want it.
Hey, Brandon.
But you know what?
On some
when
pants.
I walked in with them nuggets,
yeah,
she was jelly.
That's great.
Okay, the comments.
Here's the video.
Can't buy lawn fertilizer or grass seed or whatever. I mean, come on. All statewide? Really?
You know, it's time for our state to be opened up. We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Now when I start to buy my Halloween stuff. What, am I not supposed to buy my Halloween stuff? Really?
All right.
Is that worthy of a whole article?
Oh, no, definitely not.
The Free Press did an article because of that clip?
Yeah, that one little clip at the end where it says, I'm Halloween stuff.
Because some people actually thought it was real, I guess. Which I don't know if I necessarily believe that.
Anyway, the comments that are, let's see.
There's 140 comments.
The first comment is, when that lady whined about not being able to get her hair roots touched up, it made me think about the millions of American women that spent 4 years not being able to purchase beauty products, including nylon hosiery during World War II. Boy, do we ever look like a bunch of pouting, whiny babies.
Okay, boomer.
That's also, what, 80 years ago?
Next guy says, did that lady really need to show us her gray hair roots? Gross!
Oh, I agree. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Someone made a comment saying that the people protesting aren't wanting to go back to their jobs. They're demanding that you do.
Someone made a comment. That's what it said. Okay, great.
Ironic, isn't it? We don't care if you die as long as we get our hair color.
Is that really ironic?
Trumpies are hilarious to make Jerry Springer look tame. The next comment is, those who appear on Jerry Springer look intelligent. Or they make those who look in Jerry Springer. This is just another example of how vindictive the left is towards anything conservative. Instead of trying to help in these very trying times, people like Tim Robinson choose to get a laugh at the expense of others. Classy!
Good one.
Somebody else later on. Why are people such assholes?
Nice job! None of you!
Somebody later on says, oh, and I guess when all of us are unemployed and broke and hungry, you can make a joke about that too!
He probably will.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. Really? Not like a bunch of people gathering without masks in the middle of a pandemic, thus risking their health, the health of others, and potentially taxing our already burdened healthcare system. So yes, they deserve to be mocked, ridiculed, laughed at, and shamed for such stupid, selfish behavior. Get a grip! That was at the previous person.
Boy.
You mean fellow citizens, exorcists, exercising their constitutional rights?
Wow, very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
As far as burning the healthcare system, is that the standard you want? Because we can scrutinize and dictate your daily diet and exercise to ensure you don't burn our healthcare system. He's basically accusing the person of being fat.
Yeah.
Which there's a good chance they are. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize the U.S. Constitution has a clause that says all rights granted every U.S. citizen are canceled during a pandemic.
Good one.
Next person says, that clause is not my copy of the Constitution, but that I got my copy is not in crayon.
Stupid government.
I'm sure Tim Robinson really cares about all these responses.
Well, a lot of them aren't even about him.
No, but I know. It's just it's all going to devolve into a fight.
You think you care about the Constitution more than the rest of us? You don't! Those of us with common sense.
Now we're fighting about who cares about the Constitution the most. Okay, that's a good use of time.
Those of us with common sense stay inside during a pandemic and stay safe. Neanderthals like you protest by standing 2 feet apart to prove how an empty head works.
Ooh.
Oh, here's the next one. Okay. A bunch of people gathering without masks in the middle of a pandemic, thus risking their health, the health of others, and potentially taxing our already burdened healthcare system. So, yes, they deserve to be mocked, ridiculed, blah, blah, blah. Oh, then he responds to that. Then we should look forward to a parody about the block parties that continued and maybe still continue in Detroit after Whitmer's order as well.
Well, you probably just gave him a good idea for a sketch then.
Poor little baby. Here's how it works. Do something clueless, get parodied.
Oh, my God.
Another example of how we all look like a bunch of whiny, pouting babies. If these protesters were to go through World War II, they would all slash their wrists.
I don't know. Some of them look like they wanted to go to war.
It's not hard to make light of these protesters. Everyone knows they're obviously a collection of maggots. M-A-G-A-T-S. Confederates and Nazi types have an agenda of automatically hating and protesting any Democrat, even when that Democrat's temporary stay-at-home order is the same as the ones in the Republican states they're so in love with.
Good one.
He likes and remain silent about.
Oh, my God. This one is so sensitive.
And people love fighting in the comment section.
What's it mean first? The EOs are not the same. What are the EOs?
Executive order.
Oh, okay. You might want to do some homework before opining with such conviction. Opining?
Do your homework.
Asshole.
I love do your homework.
Second, you have revealed yourself to be a partisan hack with your name calling, yet you expect people to take you serious on a serious issue? Perhaps you should stick to the comments page for WWF.
For WWF?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The only real protesters are those who agree with me, the next guy says. Actually, it's also how oblivious you are and how willingly march to the drum of the Democrat Party.
It's still real to me, damn it.
I mean.
You soon will belong to the Dead Sycophants Party.
Oh, boy. The Dead Sycophants
Party. We're all so much smarter and enlightened now that you've shared your critical insights and wisdom with us. You were born clueless and will continue remaining that way. Sorry, I can't give you intellects, so you will always be a P.T. Barnum disciple.
What?
I want you two to kiss each other.
Genius. I'm sure Robinson's limited cape-wearing fellows are laughing uncontrollably. I can't wait for his parody of folks lining up at homeless shelters and food banks. That should be a real knee slapper.
I feel like everybody that posted in all that comments, just after they hit enter, go,
did you guys see me win that conversation?
And then they walk away.
I have no idea what his parody had to do with him, less people. Neither do you. Just a deflection. Someone 12 minutes up yet?
Someone just said hi to me in the waiting room for Methane's new song. So there are other listeners in there.
Wow. How cool is that?
Oh, premiere will begin shortly.
Can you fucking believe we have other listeners in the wait room?
Yeah, and there's only...
It's incredible.
There's only 12 in here.
Come on, while we're young.
This is exciting.
Okay, now Larry's comment is...
Larry.
You realize, of course, there were no stay-at-home orders on March 10th. Next commenter, Larry, but did the virus know that?
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Walter wins the conversation, too.
Oh, really?
The virus follows stay-at-home orders? You look at the early breakup maps at Michigan, it's Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Lansing area. Just so happens places where the Democrat and the old commie happen to hold rallies.
Commie. I love when people call other people commies.
It sounds so old.
It does. It's very antiquated. Let's go, Methane Kid Dunn, whatever his name is, Kid Noon. Is this going to be a big letdown?
I hope not.
How can it be?
Oh, here's there's a Trump-Biden war going on in the comments now.
Oh, now there's 1:55 left, so go ahead.
1:55?
Yeah, premiere in progress.
Is this Methane's hold music?
Or it's Kid Noon.
Somebody's ragging on Trump. So
I'm shocked
because he got National Security Council warnings about the coming crisis that he ignored. Next guy wrote, Biden wrote an op-ed January 29th. Read it if you want to know what he was saying then. Then he prints from the op-ed.
Trump has blithely tweeted it will all work out well, yet the steps he has taken as president have only weakened our capacity to respond. Trump has rolled back much of the progress President Obama and I made to strengthen global health security.
I think Biden has a new episode out yet. I know it's only been 2 days. Isn't everybody waiting for a new Here's the Deal?
February 11th.
Oh, he has a new Here's the Deal. Oh, well, we have that to look forward to tomorrow.
February 11th, Joe Biden remarks that the evidence suggests the coronavirus won't be a serious pandemic.
Well, yeah, so they're both fucked up.
Very understandable. The Freep has been fooling people for years into thinking they're a real newspaper rather than just another PR arm of the Democratic Party. And yet, here you are.
Where are the fake... There's nobody wrote fake news. Nobody wrote anything
like that.
No,
not yet.
I know Fox is in bed with Trump. I don't watch or listen to Fox, but here you are. One could draw conclusions about your intelligence.
28 seconds.
That's right.
That guy won the
conversation. Is there a countdown clock?
Yeah, there is. Someone just commented, Song of 2020.
One should read from the political opposition to broaden their understanding, but stay in your comfortable bubble if you wish.
This is very exciting. I feel like we're on the edge of something groundbreaking.
Will he introduce it?
I don't know. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let it rear!
There's all human sounds coming from Mr. Methane's body.
Are you ready for the punchline pace? 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 Are you ready for the
I've been waiting for it for 30 minutes.
I'm dancing, man. It's hot.
Fuck with it.
Whoa. Is that a fart?
Yeah, I think it is.
I like the beat.
I think it's lacking farts. Three, two, one, what the fuck? That came out of his body.
What's that?
That sound came out of his body, that bomb, bump, bump, that industrial sound?
I don't know, I'm kind of confused.
Are you ready for the flatulent bass?
Yes! Yes!
What's he saying?
Are you ready for the flatulent bass?
Okay. Second off!
So intense, too.
Are you ready for the fight club base? Are you ready for the fight club base?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the fight club base? Base. Are you ready for the fight club base?
That's it.
Well,
hoo-wah.
I think that was one take.
It wasn't terrible.
I don't know if we should have been in the weight room.
Maybe not.
I don't know if it was worth putting out 24 additional minutes of content. You play the outro, please.
Yeah. Are you ready for the flatulent bass? It's going to be stuck in my head now. That's great.
Hoo-wah. Hoo-wah. All right. Well, tomorrow we'll conclude another quarantine week. Doing, I don't know what.
Well, we have a Biden podcast to look forward to.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
It's a Earth Day special too.
Oh, today's Earth Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how I knew it was Earth Day? On Charlotte's Zoom call with her kindergarten class.
By the way, pollution is way down thanks to the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. Greta got what she wanted.
And so did, what's his name, Hawk's daughter, Maya Hawk, with the big boobs.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She's worried. She has to sweat outliving the planet. Or the planet outliving her. No. How did she put it? I don't know.
You can't outlive the planet. If it dies, we're all dead. So, well, we'll just die at the same time.
I don't think Maya Hawke is going to outlive the planet.
I don't either. No.
I really don't.
No.
I'm not worried for her. I think she should stop worrying about it.
Of course, you would say that with your gas-guzzling cars getting high and everything like that.
Yeah. Boomers.
Oh, yeah. I made all those decisions myself.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, everything's better. Why isn't Greta Thunberg out there celebrating?
Wait, didn't she pretend to have COVID-19, too?
Early on,
she
yeah.
did, yeah.
She recovered? Did someone test her for antibodies and release it publicly?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
She should join Tom Hanks in giving blood with antibodies.
Everything is fine.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We will never forgive you.
Hey, Layla. She knows the song.